June 16th, 2026.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I ran too many kids again last week.
Germ factories.
Oh, I gotta go to
the hospital too. Germ factories.
If the minutes have our corrections on.
They do. I just checked them. I move they be accepted.
All in favor, aye.
So why would Rancher Cemetery go to the in the corner for fuel?
They just didn't get the right car. They just can't figure it out.
Okay.
They've done that. They've done that for years. The bids at one place and they'll invariably go to the other.
I didn't know because, like in Forsyth, if you go to what used to be the 7-Eleven or whatever, they're the only ones that have the premium. And sometimes people feel that's the one you use on the small engines.
Well, it is. It's going to set.
Yeah.
Is that right to put higher in the smaller engines? Man, that's expensive.
Well, the money is, but it doesn't have all that. So that's an all.
Yeah.
That's an all. Chip clogs up a little carburetor on them, and then they won't run. So.
We had a really bad crop of grain and it was rid of so Canadian.
Morning, Earl. I don't like ever grasshoppers.
So I have no
grasshoppers.
Said I have no grasshoppers. So if you got a few you could catch and bring down.
We could probably do that for you. You're short on them. As long as you give me some mosquitoes back, we'll just make it pretty.
Well, those mosquitoes are harder to trap.
So I just have to ask, what? So it says that, total mileage is that, but then we're paying on.
Damn it, we got one too.
Let me ask, I think there's a cap on that, and then it reduces. Let me just double check with
Lindsay. But if we only did 997 miles, but we're paying 4,000. Or we have up to 1,000 miles at this, that's what it is.
Yeah, 1,000 miles at that rate, and then however many miles over is, yes, that's what it is. That's a lot of miles.
Well, these two come right down through.
Sorry.
Right by the water tank.
Let me guess, help.
Headed down right to the middle of the yard. You can do that with fertilizer too.
Oh, really?
So now I just mow them in, and what's the other thing? And then you just dump it in the hole and shovel a little shovel full of dirt on top of it. It'll smoke out all kinds of holes. Works on gophers, it'll pocket gophers in this.
Huh.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It's fun to do too.
Pardon, my city.
Not as fun as we got those half stick dynamites or whatever, the quarters. Pardon.
Because this one here was 1,100 miles.
Well, we just have one of those gopher blasters, which is oxygen and propane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we really killed many gophers or not, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Got to be careful with it, though. Well, every once in a while, the hole comes back underneath where
you don't know where it's going to go.
You think you can jump on your feet? I don't even know if you can get that poison Milo anymore, can you? Good stuff.
Warren Chemical in Rapid City.
Ken?
South Dakota is way more relaxed to rigs.
We done three sections. Completely covered them. It took us 2 years.
You can get strychnine, and you don't have to have a license. Roseol you do.
And Roseol's the stuff that it kills them, and then if they're cannibalistic, and then somebody else eats them, then that kills them too? Is that what Roseol is?
Roseol typically kills once. Strychnine will kill twice.
Okay.
So but I have no idea why you don't have to have a chemical license to buy strychnine.
Yeah.
But you do.
Listen, I...
So you can't trace that you're poisoning your husband.
Candy. Yeah. I went and bought Tannerite to roll up a beaver dam, and I had all of my ID out. I was ready, thinking I needed that. And the gal looked at me like, what are you doing? And the same day I went to get over the, they call it behind the counter stuff for allergies.
What the heck is Canada?
I had to give my birth certificate just about to get that.
Yes.
And the deed to my home and all of that. And
dry ice, same thing.
Yeah. Tannerite, they were like, no, take a case, we don't care. It might blow the windows out of something, but that's all right.
But fix those sniffles, we're going to need to see some proof.
Even some of the dog medicines you have to, they're behind the counter, you know, it's like,
well, you know, they took sulfur powder off the market. They made one.
Sorry, I've got a lot going on this time.
It's the same stuff.
Have you went and tried that yet? Got peach and strawberry this week. Strawberry's my favorite. I hope she still has peach on Friday because I forget a must watch.
I had to talk to you. Buddy, had children go to the swimming pool?
We haven't been this year yet, no.
I just wondered.
Is there ever one good enough?
Yeah, well, it's open, but...
Some days there's quite a few kids there, some days there's only two or three.
When we have really great sleeping weather, that's typically not heat or swimming pool weather.
Yeah.
Where it cools off some.
Right, yeah.
Isn't it cool off a little too nice for me?
Emery wants to go, it's just we've been so busy. And trying to get over this stuff.
Oh, and you probably have to be there with her too, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, she's...
So she's 10.
Yep.
Just sign it, Mom.
Just sign it. What, am I getting a raise? Here, man.
I don't think so.
Got to run out of this one.
Are we having fun yet?
So, I don't have the, I get the revenue one, right?
Yes.
And so on the expenses, as we're going through these claims, you do know, we don't want to approve anything if they've overspent. We don't have to. It's on them, their personal deal. So, and we're the last... We only have one more set of claims on that budget year.
I think this fence bill is quite reasonable.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't have... I'm just like any of them. There's no claim I'm particular piecing that out. As
no, best. No, but this is quite reasonable for what was
sure looks nice.
Done back here. Nice. Man, it's beautiful.
We can just keep it sprayed down back there.
I think it really helped the museum to have that not be three different fences, basically, you know.
And it is three different fences. And wasn't it a fall on somebody?
Yeah, absolutely. That brick one. Well, it was very cool. brick fence shouldn't ebb and flow, I guess would be what that one did with the wind.
You mean it shouldn't have a curve in it?
It had to have got hit.
Somebody backed into it somewhere.
Or something, or backed into it to knock it off the bottom of the foundation that way, something that low. I'd hate to think what it cost to redo a brick wall.
Oh.
I don't know anything about bricks anymore, but I know they was getting expensive years ago. Yeah, somebody come do something. For some reason, I just feel it would have been our fault. I don't know why.
Okay, so our valley bill, there's two. There's two claims in here, two that we're 60 days past due. And I can see why, because they. You have the big bulk one here that is Treasure County. And then we have one called Treasure County Courthouse. And then we have another one that is Treasure County Sheriff Department. And the Sheriff Department one was over 60 days past due.
But when was the bill sent? I went 2 months without a bill.
Well, there's a late charge on Torkerson's bill.
The tractor?
Yeah. I just.
It's going to come in a week.
I don't know the answer to that.
I'll go ask.
But I'm wondering, shouldn't it. Why do we have it come to. Has it always come to other departments? You know?
No. They're usually.
I thought it was always just on one statement.
It is, department separated on one statement.
Yeah, because you guys have broken it out. Mm-hmm. So I think this is more of a. Warden issue than a.
Yes, I'll be right.
Treasure County issue.
They've had a lot of trouble with that building and stuff, too.
You know?
You can say a word, Marlo.
I know you ain't, but.
I'll chime in anytime you'd like. Yeah. Because I know we're going through the claims. I know we're seeing them. I know that the staff here is picking
up. Oh, yeah, they're picking up on what's.
That it's.
This is a change, though.
Yeah, so I think it's. We can't go through something we didn't get.
Right.
Yeah.
I asked the wife, I said, how come I got this? I opened the mail that day. Mm-hmm. It was 2 months late on a bill. So I went in and talked to him. Oh, yeah, they had a problem. They were just like that.
Almost there.
Yeah, because there was one.
That's your problem. Oh,
that, exactly. That's a you, not a me problem.
Wow.
Some afternoon was done.
And that don't do anything.
You've got to spring it in.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, I just love the wind.
Good, good. Glad somebody does. I hear it.
Did you let it start blowing this morning?
Oh, man. It's just kicking my butt.
It's generally laying pretty good about 4:30.
Yeah. So am I.
You were carrying. Oh. Picks back up by about 4:45.
Yeah, this morning at 5, my crew down on the bighorn called. They already were blown too hard. And, of course, down there, they get those fronts coming across that face. They're working at Wyola right now, and they got blown out this morning. So they're dropping the other machine.
Yeah.
Over here, because okay. we're gonna try to run three
Sheriff
machines here.
Sheriff's too, because it was all applied to this account.
With the wind, I hired Sean Hedges yesterday, so he's training right now with
this one out here.
Just getting acclimated mm-hmm. with the machine, so it's nice about like Sean. He doesn't teach him anything that about spring. Okay. You know,
instead of winter pain and rain charges.
So
yeah. And then on Torgerson's, the rain charges removed. If you add up
right away.
like to have three or four hours.
It'd be days.
And go ahead, and mowing doesn't bother me, because when I find the stuff, I can see it when you mow. It's not a big deal, because I'm looking for specific weeds.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they, Valerie's gone for a while, and Warden, so it's.
Better?
It's not being done.
Just saying, this is a them problem, not a us problem, because you guys are getting.
Started on that, right?
Yeah.
We have.
I called Warden a few times.
Thank you.
To the end of the turn of law on the interstate last week, and, man, those people are crazy out there.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. I've got my pickup with my trailer with blinky blankies on it, and his stays back, quarter mile, so they see start, and then I got my other pickup on that does the road edge, and we have all sorts of lights on him, and then we run the Kubota's off, and we've got lights on that, and they still.
Trying to figure out where to put my John Henry.
How are you, Dave?
Jennifer complained about that quite a bit recently. Really not a lot of lights.
Correct. $4,000.
Which is about normal.
The sheriff called you over the hill. Have you been team room? This whole synthetic.
Especially up in the close where it hits the car cross, that first field in there, there is probably half a mile of this. That's probably.
It's all good, okay.
Yeah.
There, and there's a patch of map where you first hills on the state railway.
You are so bad.
You're up, sir.
I'm up?
Yes, you are.
I'm gonna feel good. Mike couldn't be here. He had to shut this down. Bernie.
Yeah, I haven't run it yet.
It's pretty cold.
Pulling out of one fuel tank and running on the ground and the other. But that's just based on my pricing.
Yes. Thank you.
I'll serve my business.
They're gonna donate fuel this year?
Yes.
I gotta get up before halfway through the trail.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be down here.
That deal that, you know, last year we paid, we contracted with Valley.
Yes.
Did we ever check to see if they gave us that?
That price?
I'll ask Lindsay.
Well, I will go ask her, because I'll have Danny pull that contract, so just give me a sec.
Where do we got that tank for you? I think they have, but how do we fuel other ones? Put a tank?
They said whatever they needed to do the tanks, they'd swap them out, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. That was
quite hoping that they wouldn't charge rent on the propane tanks, but they might. So, but the fuel tank, no.
You're not going to give us any of the sign? She's going to feel this. Let her read there.
Honestly, I tried to do was get everybody a shot.
I guess I didn't ask if you guys own a 1,000-gallon fuel tank or if that was the balance. Okay, so we just swapped that out.
I think that's what they offered at the school, too.
It is.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better if we just bought the tank?
No.
I don't know if that's a double wall tank or not.
Yeah.
They're spinning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you're going to do bids and swap out tanks every year or whatever, that's kind of a pain.
That's not us problem, that's them problem.
Rather than the double wall tank, I think it would be cheaper to just put a little container. I think a 1,000 gallon double wall tank's $20,000 or something.
Cheaper, twice the price.
So, on this, from cost control and what they call margin, that would be their exact plus price?
Yeah, the margin would be the plus, yeah.
And then, I don't know what the breaking point is, I wish Mike was, maybe could be here, but what was so many gallons you get in there, never? I think fuel and gas, I don't see how they seem to manage that on the.
What do you think, boss?
This one here is, does it give you nothing? I can't.
$10.
Yeah, because. Because this one has rack plus freight plus 10 cents.
Well, that's supposed to be 10 cents. Okay.
They're the only ones that it looks like they're charging freight. So, I need clarification on, not for this, but everybody rents their propane tanks. Do you have to buy the propane from the people who rent it from?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you're supposed to.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody don't rent their tanks. A lot of people don't.
Or a margin.
They don't give us a.
That's what I told them, I was in it at the end. There's no numbers.
Then you can have.
But this one here, see, we plan to.
Now, one of my horse barns rented.
I thought.
Because I can't put a private one close to the horse barn, but rented I can put.
For the fuel.
That flat amount of.
Tell me about those rules.
We did a contract with Adamoni, and they had to put over there at the shop. They took a bag to put the tank in, so I know by the time they filled it with diesel.
Do you remember? So it had to be around that time, last year.
It was around this time.
Yes, it was when we did the bids.
Okay, yeah, because she came.
She came and we signed that deal to buy X amount of gallons.
Okay.
For the shop.
All right.
It took forever to get that tank in, and then. And I know that what we contracted that price for was way cheaper than by the time that tank came in, that gas tank cost.
Yeah.
A diesel.
These two are.
Our propane.
Very comparable, but not knowing what the freight is. On this one.
Current cost of propane is 10 cents per gallon.
Coal boiler?
I don't know.
Is it?
I hate wood. So I don't even know what propane costs.
I mean, you would gas or not? No, that's cool.
This is last year's propane bid.
Oh, yeah.
Does Cross Petroleum, they don't even do propane?
No, okay. That's why we've never been having anything to compare it to.
But you're rented.
That's the propane tanks. So back to my question, I mean, I know technically a good business you're supposed to if you rented it from them, but.
If you have a rented tank and you run out and they can't get to you, then you can get other people to fill.
Okay. And that,
plus eight.
It's never been an issue, but now it is kind of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you own this tank behind the courthouse.
I was talking about in general as a person.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Because there's an awful lot of rented tanks. The area is them correct. Did get really low this last year. I just didn't know what protocol was on that. And like I say, I hewed wood, but I know we have a few tanks and different things, so I didn't know what the rules are.
There was a meeting. I'm not going to mention any names, but there was a gal asked why it took so long to get propane.
I was at that meeting. So, I know exactly what we're, yes.
Yes.
So that's my question on it. If you have to rent a tank from somebody, but you can't get them to come fill or whatever, then you're not bound to have to wait to get their propane or...
You might check to see if there's a lock on your tank.
Okay.
How do you drive up there and get it yourself? How do you pay for it?
If there is, then...
Yeah.
I don't understand valleys.
This one doesn't...
But these guys don't deliver propane.
They have no propane.
And they didn't bid propane.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, did they?
Rack plus 48.
I know the guy that does that propane from town country. He's my house every 28 days.
You see, we committed to buy $4,000.
At that price, yeah.
And I don't know if we've been charged this.
I'll have Lindsay check on it.
And this isn't it, like, I mean, she's not going to find that out right now.
No.
But this will be like by our next meeting, because I think we have overpaid. I'm kind of guessing.
Can we split bids?
I'll have her pull, reports.
But their rack is less.
Because we, last year we should be able to pull one of the...
And go get a claim from...
Yeah, just grab a...
July, what day was that signed?
Well, we are delivered period is from June 1st to November 30th.
Okay.
But, so we should be able to pull something...
Oh, July and August, I'll pull.
In my pocket, stay clean.
When did they put your tank in?
Look at this, make it crack.
When did you finally get it in?
This is regular.
Two months ago?
They said you had it, but Tyler's getting it too.
Yeah, I don't remember for sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He said both you and Kathy had it.
Okay.
Original failed, and failed it the other day.
But no propane.
These guys.
I'm going to make a move.
And I like your propane.
This one.
And I'm probably going to maybe...
So you want mine, or the wheat?
No.
Rack price was 18, and she's at 20.
So you guys can look at the match at home.
Set tanks up and have a few less tanks. This way they got a card. I mean, there are different things we have to weigh and measure. This way they can drive it around the corner and...
Your tank is going to be set in your road department, and your ambulance and fire trucks are going to have a tank.
I'd say stay with these guys for the car fuel, truck, you know, little stuff.
And go to them for propane?
I can vouch for that for 20 years.
But yeah.
Where we live.
Yeah.
And we might, if we own some of the tanks.
Yeah. This one, in fact, they didn't give us any freight. Leaves us with the... If they give us rack... Then the plus 10 is a good thing. But we don't have freight.
This outfit doesn't deliver 20 years.
They do not.
Connie just has her done, and she's...
But that was...
She's still scared. She's seen it recently.
But in order to...
She seems to walk her to get home, and that's...
The ambulance, the fire...
But her physical there...
Yard. No. Oh, the trouble we had with the parking the trucks there was an issue.
Too close to the restaurant, everything else to have it down too.
Same as up, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say, see what you guys think. Bulk diesels for railroad department and propane. This is for everybody else. The road department still have a card to go over here. But if we can still order bulk fuel.
I said, so can you leave now? This is about 11. I said, can you?
Yeah, and they're gonna be in town.
Call me walk, they may walk.
Well, they run the days all the time. I used to run down to David.
Oh, I see the town.
So I got all for it. We can't drive to Harden.
No, I'm sure.
Good labor.
Yeah, this is. There's not that much difference.
That's not a deal.
I don't know. Because, like I said, you didn't fill it out right. They at least gave us what they were gonna do. These guys are leaving us in the.
They still get their patriots and everything.
I think so.
Yes.
You do, huh?
Two weeks to just run around with the four-wheeler and spray.
Yeah, we got wild plans.
Okay.
Around the courthouse. We try to get some.
Okay.
These are not fun.
No.
You guys can come fill that bulk diesel tank for us.
I'm sorry.
You guys can come fill that bulk diesel tank for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably gonna do all the small vehicles around the corner. The bulk tank and the propane fuel. Down in country.
Maybe.
Well, gotta agree on it, but I mean, that's to me makes the most sense. They can't drive the Harden to fuel up. And if we lock their tanks up, they're gonna strangle themselves. It just works to the corner.
Yes.
Other way to fuel up down there for these other guys. But our road trader and stuff to fuel up in the yard. We can save it on it and the whole thing.
I don't want my guys to run it since.
But Friendly Corner doesn't do propane.
I have to be one of my.
We will find out, I guess. Gotta take a break for a session.
Do you have any?
No, that's about 10 minutes. Today seems to be a day of deer on the interstate.
Uh-oh. Getting the food out.
Started today with three of them.
Wow.
So your freezer is full.
Yeah, no, I don't have any of these.
Those are pumps, they're not dispensers. So I'm pumps out of the underground tank. Friendly Corner, they've got submersibles in their tanks. So that tank will fuel more.
Got them?
Okay.
I think that stands right.
Yeah.
And then Tyler sent the weed district.
Do you want them sent in picture form or do they just send them in Google Earth file? And then you can just zoom in on it.
Yeah, that should work. Yeah, I guess we'll see if it doesn't. Yeah. It's the easiest way first.
I believe it's.
What I said is when the bill comes in, it'll have the invoice and then it'll have the.
Okay. Okay.
That's where we do all of them.
Yeah, okay.
The only bad thing is usually a lot of moisture with them.
I'm not, tell you what, I'm not finding much.
Oh, really? That's good.
It's cleaner and out.
Okay.
I think I've probably run through 150 gallons total soon.
Okay.
Nice. Nothing. There's nothing.
nothing in the mine. Nothing.
They say mine is on gravel pretty close.
So it looks like we had a contract with Valley for $4,000 on the Roadmaster for 343. And then both of them, there was some play on the... So they're going to go look for if we had exceeded the $4,000 or not. Clarification from them on last year. That will be given to the refund to last year.
I've seen that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's like a small vehicle.
What is the difference on their pricing?
Very low.
But this would be in our tank.
Down in the valley, that's a...
What I was going to do is propane and bulk diesel that we already got. Anybody else, because I don't know how the hell we're going to get in out of that yard for the fuel of the cop car.
Police and fire and ambulance can't move because the ruckus we had over the... We would have to have a separate tank, another tank put someplace.
Yeah, we'd put it...
Where are you going to put that?
More observation on it to make sure there is, it's very hard to control.
Can you make any sense of this one?
Not at all. Because I was just trying to make sense of the last one we signed with that.
Okay.
I like that.
This one is not...
If something happened, he could still go to the friendly corner and gas his pickup up or whatever. Gas pickups.
Mm-hmm.
But the greater than that's all in state law. They got it in the yard. I mean, they can fuel up anytime they want to. But the others, we got to keep separate because we can't just...
Well, and again, which one is the... We have to go with the lowest, best price. I mean, by law, are we not held to that?
Yeah, but what works, we got to...
Absolutely, but I mean on the diesel.
Yeah.
We have to run the bulk. We have to go with the lowest, best price. Which one is that? It's this one?
This one.
Okay. So I'll make a motion, we accept the bid from Town and Country for the diesel on the bulk delivery.
And
propane, yes.
At their bid price.
Diesel and propane.
Diesel and propane.
And the RAF price on the...
And then because of the stipulations that we have, because we can't, I don't know where we put a bulk tank for unleaded. It could just be monitored.
I think the best way is use the card.
And use it. This way we have a better accountability. So I'll make a motion, add to that motion that we accept the bid from Cross Petroleum for the unleaded based on
Party
their...
So we're splitting. I'll second it. Yeah.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. And what I was doing when I stepped out is we were looking, last year we signed a contract with Valley for $4,000 for a Roadmaster at 343.
These are back there. Oh, do you have that?
I wanted to make sure that was...
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm not sure it was. So giving us, we're going to look into that because it looks like towards the end of November we were being charged 348.
You think I'm sure?
Chef is acting too low.
I'd like to be able to understand the propane.
There's your bids. Thank you.
Yeah, now where we're at.
We are to the road department. You've been released from the superintendent's office. You've been released from the superintendent's office. You can go.
And you get work with Robin on swapping your tank.
Yes.
Thank you,
Rob. Yes, thank you very much.
Do you have a monitor?
We'll put monitors on, yes.
If you had a building, right?
I know. I'm working on it.
I'm crossing my toes and fingers.
So I am too.
This one.
Be nice.
Have a real nice.
Jeez. The must have
stuck to a little
missed.
One, huh? Look at that, that's so much shell shock, I couldn't even think.
They're going to have to do a lot of remodeling, you know, but I've let the thing...
That's great.
So, next to zero.
Hey, Robin, you're up.
Tractor's 2 to 4 weeks out.
Yep, he called me this morning and he said that blue tractor is available if and when you do need to use it.
He said, take that truck, the last one we got on the lot. So I'm going to talk to Adrian. He's going to get the screen on it. Okay. Get the loader on. So we'll get started. And it's not ready to go. Just a few things to move. Moving right into that as soon as we're ready.
Louis Baker had given me a name of some folks that were up in the Shepherd area that had been moved. Sorry, she was supposed to or helped eliminate them. We never really removed. She had called me. They were in South Dakota right now, and she's supposed to be in a quote, but I estimated, like, the airport, and somebody can tell me better than I guessed maybe like 30 acres. I don't know. I suppose more? Less? Around the airport? I'm guessing something like that.
I think you're close.
Yeah. She said, and they don't use that Rosal that Earl was talking about. They use something else, and it possibly be about $35 an acre. So they're looking at, thousands of acres.
So is that district chemical, or is that some?
That's them doing all of it.
Is that them doing all of it?
I can't remember.
Is that Goodrich?
Is that a Shepherd Warden?
She gave me her name. I just called the number.
I need to have a second.
It's a South Dakota number that I called.
Yeah, it's a,
are the all the neighbors going to join in and?
That's not a problem. Nope, I want to take care of them.
That fence won't turn them back.
And
can they use the stuff that kills flies?
They don't, whatever they use.
The girl said that only kills once, that stuff.
Mm-hmm. They whatever they do seems to work. And again,
and like I said, they're just going to keep coming off.
Goodrich.
Behind.
Yeah,
Goodrich.
Yep, and again, that's why you hire a contractor, and then they're held responsible. And everything I read from the extension and all that, you never really eradicate them, but if you can take them down 65%, you're going to get some, and it will help. You've got to start someplace. I mean, we could be on the news like the one that's up on Indian Cliffs, and the people are afraid they have to play. And I was like,
and I'm thinking,
so
bring us some.
Because it's been on the news where they're walking their dogs and they're not hearing them chirping. She also, when I talked to her, said that they asked if they were prairie dogs or Richardson ground squirrels. I personally believe they're prairie dogs, but they'll come assess that too. Not my.
Over here?
Yeah.
Prairie dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would say. The chirping, and they've been,
Oh, yeah, I crunched through their holes when I went out and sprayed the airport the other day, so
yeah.
Couldn't believe them. They moved in there.
Did you guys get a chance to fill those holes on the runway?
Not yet, no.
I'm getting a lot of calls on that one.
That ain't good to have big holes in the air. Can you just kind of drive out around them with your plane, Dave?
Thunder tires.
That puts out, and the tractor thing has worked out well on our road, is holding up and they're hauling hay on.
Yeah, I see a lot better at night. Right now it's so dry. Nothing is staying in place.
Okay. Where are you at now?
Finishing Mission Valley.
And we'll go back. Or south.
South, and we'll go back south, start down there again.
We got a letter on Horse Creek.
Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Fine reading.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we wanted you to have that log, so when they have those dates, because I know the Blake's going to up Sucky.
Back in April. Driving down the middle of the road in high speed, destroying them.
Three.
It lasts longer than the whole road. But it's never going to happen like that.
Well, I'm in the burp, baby. You're lucky you stay on the road. That way you can just fall sideways. Then once you get past that, it's never going to do that.
First catalog, she comes up pretty good.
Oh, gonna be able to do something about that.
Work our way right down the hill.
Dave?
I'd like to ask, what does it take to fix the bridge on Wilson Road?
Need another plank in it? It needs to be totally redecked.
There's a hole underneath it that leaks the gravel out. What needs to be fixed, in my opinion? Because the gravel goes down and...
Going out?
Mm-hmm, goes out.
So the backing on it?
Yes.
Okay. Would it be probably a deal to backhoe it out on the roadside and then put backing in and fill in again?
I'd have to look at it again, but I think that might be the best way to fix it.
Okay. We're gonna fix something.
But it's been that way for...
Ever, we've changed the board out of there.
About 10 years.
Yeah.
I have no idea where it is, I need to go look at it.
It just, every time you blade it, there's a hole because the gravel and dirt is...
There's nothing to stop.
Mostly it's out the bottom.
But the sides are good, is on the creek side, it just needs decking and the walls redone. And we're gonna have to go look at it. I don't think it'd be that big a job.
I don't think so either.
Find out when you dig it out.
Yeah, but I mean, if...
You can look underneath.
The wall's still there and the whole thing, I mean, there's a lot to go to. That'd be a good one to put deck on and put a steel deck.
Yeah?
We was hoping that we put those other, remember we put those other beams in there? The dump gravel, and we was hoping that was gonna fix it, but it didn't. It's shaking back down.
Yeah, it takes a bit.
I'm worried about that one.
That was my interfacing issue. Look at it again.
I'll try to get up, take a look at it. See what kind of plan we have. I do believe we got that thing to put back over there.
I think so.
On the roadside.
To do it from underneath.
I don't think...
First down three times this morning.
The hell, it's a pretty short one.
Yeah.
It wouldn't take a hell of a lot to throw back there once you got it backhoe out. We got to close it. Is there a crossing up there or anything?
Not across the creek. I mean, Beaver Creek is top beaver's there.
But if it took 2 days, we could work around it.
It shouldn't take 2 days.
Yeah, but I mean...
It should take a half a day.
Yeah. We'll get her figured out and lined up and see what we can do.
Of course, that right there.
Yeah, I think if I had the material there, it'd be like... It'd be kind of like doing cattle guard or something. Figure out.
We may have to weld some stuff in place.
We've got a hell of a pickup for that.
Thanks, Father.
Thank you. We'll try to find you more projects.
Do you have anything on your budget you want discussed?
Just increase is fine.
61% increase?
I'll go 50, that's fine.
50's good enough.
We might have a max cap on our taxes at 2%. So good luck with that, Robin.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Okay. Who's next?
Look to this budget hearing for road, bridge, gas tax, sideways, and capital outlay budget hearing.
Okay.
Yeah, and he just said he didn't have any updates, so.
Okay, so then it says weed district, weed grant, capital outlay budget hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess we probably have some changes to it. But do you want me to just turn that in, or?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, turn it in, and then if there's any major changes or major purchases or whatever you guys want to do now, is to give them a heads up so that way they have an idea for the budget year.
Yeah, so just be moving money around to satisfy the contract, I guess. So, and then, yeah, I mean, it's all there. We're not over the budgeted amount. We're just moving it in categories.
Okay.
So, So just getting the 10,000 that we contracted in the right category, I guess. So, so I'll get that filled out, turned in to Marley here shortly. And then I guess the next thing was that we wanted to talk about was, since we're working off of this fiscal year for Vince's contract now, he's spraying now, we were wondering if, both ways, if we can spray again this fall, I guess, in 2 months or something, if Vince would be amenable to that, to amend the contract to do more this fall, or if you guys would, because Vince, correct me if I'm wrong, Amy's telling us the best time to spray some of these weeds is in the fall.
Yeah.
When you can see them better.
Yeah, any perennials, if that's your, because they're sort of winter interest. So.
Right. And that's when Amy does most of her spraying in Rosebud County is in the fall, and then she has very little budget in the spring, you know, this time of year. Mm-hmm. So we were wondering if, because we put a December 31st end on the contract for the $10,000, but we were wondering if the contract could be amended for basically lining it up with the fiscal year. You know, so we'd start a new, and I kind of offered that when we did the contract that we should end it at the end of July, but at that point we didn't know if Vince was going to be here by then or not. So, you know, just how it all worked out, we could actually start a new contract with the new budget July 1st and then go another 10.
What do you think about it?
Whatever works easiest for you guys. The only thing that discussion I've had about the was would you do more spraying in this fall? And I said, yeah, no problem. So I don't think you would need to amend the contract.
I have some feeling though, which I think your contract runs through December, and I'm not looking at it to know the exact, but I don't know if it's a hard and fast 10,000. It's just kind of a cap to match the budget. Like you might.
That was the cap on the contract now.
There was a cap there at 10,000. So that's why we didn't know if we needed to change the cap or change the end date.
Do we think the cap is like...
Per year, the cap is probably fine. We might increase a little bit, but...
Because like if you have 10,000 next year, my thought is, so we've probably got some for this remaining fiscal year. Then we'll have some for the start of next fiscal year, and you'll still want to be able to go next spring on that 10.
Just
July. So I think you're probably...
Hey, at 10,000 crap. But we've already spent the 10 on the budget. He's probably going to get to the 10 this fiscal year with this budget.
Yeah.
And then so that satisfies the contract until December 31st. If we want another 10 on a different date, I think there needs to be some kind of a...
I have a question. So like just on a budgeting side.
Yeah.
So you're going to submit a bill before June 30?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
I think in the contract it asked for the bill, like on the, I think it was, I'm planning on the Friday, the other, you've got two days left in the month. I can't look at my calendar.
Because we have one more batch of claims in this fiscal year, so I'll need that bill, you know, a week before.
I would say, when do you want it on your desk?
Well, she's got to have it the Thursday, let's see, our next meeting is... July 7th. So if you can have it to me by the 30th, because those come out of the fiscal year end. And but
yeah, see, I think I was planning on presenting the bill where I was at, which I'm about right at 5,000 now that we've spent. And so we were thinking, my wife and I, she's a bookkeeper, was that we'd have you wrapped up for this year and the bill in on your desk on the 26th. On that Friday, so you'd have it, and that would give you time to go over it, and any questions or whatever you needed, we could revise from there for you.
So then if you budget 10,000 for next year, I mean, I know the contract only says 10,000 flat, but if you budget 10,000 next year, will that be enough for this fall and the next spring if you renew the contract?
Well, yeah, you just make it work. Yeah, I know you guys are limited on the funding for that.
So then in the line item, just make sure you budget 10,000 in the line item. Mm-hmm. Be my suggestion.
That's the budget. And I think we got the budget figured out. It's the contract that doesn't fall on the right dates.
Right. But on the budgeting side of it, the money will be there.
Basically says, listen, we have $10,000, so, but we're hiring you at this hourly price. If you add more money to that, it shouldn't make any difference to the contract the way that reads, if I remember reading it correctly. I don't think that there has to be anything in there changed financially or with the money. It basically is in there to say, Vince, you don't go over $10,000.
Right.
It doesn't say anywhere in there that you can't add more money and tell me, okay, continue, because on contract.
So this first bill, $5,000-ish, or is it 10?
I'll be close to 10.
It'll be close to 10 for this one.
Yeah.
And then next fall.
And then do you revolve that back into your wheat fund, what I don't use?
It stays in the fund.
Yes, it rolls up.
Yeah, so it's not going anywhere if I don't use it. And if the wind keeps blowing, guys, as hard as it's been blowing, I'm probably, you know.
So if you spent $7,500 by June 30th in this fiscal year, there would still be $2,500 left in your contract to spray in the fall.
Yeah.
So, it should work.
But that's not what I'm saying.
That's what I'm thinking, Ruth. I think
I'm saying we need another 10 to get sprayed this fall.
Mm-hmm. But do you have it?
Yeah, we're starting to need fiscal year.
Right. Yeah, so.
But if you do that, what are you going to do in
the spring?
Well, they say, like Amy, she doesn't hardly spray anything in the spring. She does it all after the 1st of July. She has a little bit of budget left to clean up some stuff in the spring, but most of the spraying is done in August and September.
Is that a good time?
It is great, yeah.
What is your feeling on it? Because personally for me, it seems to me that there are some winter annuals or those perennials that you need to get in the fall. But there's also some things in the spring that need to be addressed.
Well, there is. And the difference is the invasive species that we're targeting, they all are best done in the fall, except for like three that we might have. The sulfur cinquefoil, if we find that is one that springs as good as fall. But it does okay in the fall because the products that we use have a residual, and they usually have anywhere from an 18 to 48 month residual, with the exception of Tordon, which Tordon can be 3 years residual. So you're in the fall spraying, you're actually getting two sprayings in one shot. Mm-hmm. Because that chemical goes dormant about the same time the plants go dormant, and it wakes up about the same time the plants wake up. And so it does its job twice. It does it in the fall, and in the spring it gets any of the new germination. So that's another reason for the fall spraying works so well. And it's different than ag spraying, because ag spraying, you're dealing with mainly annuals and problems that come arrive that you got to be ready there. Where noxious weed spraying, you're putting down products that stay there, so you don't have to, you hope that you don't have to return every year.
So. So I understand what you're saying, Bart, is we're saying you have $10,000 to do the spraying. And you're in a calendar year, and the county's in a fiscal year. And so it's trying to get those two things to marry up.
And after this year, it's probably not going to be an issue.
Right.
But I don't mind spending the budget. It's violating the contract if we spend the budget this fall. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can you just amend the contract to line up with the fiscal year?
That's what's on here.
End of June 30th, started July 1st.
And then sign a new contract at the next meeting. Yeah. That's fine with me. I didn't know how you wanted to do it. I didn't know if there needed to be amendment. I just don't know if we spend another $10,000 or not budget.
If you need to do a new contract, you can do a one page addendum that says.
I think we should do that. Addendum to the contract to allow for this. That, you know, just get the right wording into it. So you don't feel compelled that you have to spend the $10,000 by June 30th and that there's this money because it's going to be this cash carry forward. Because then the day, we're not going to spend any more than we have in the budget.
Right.
That's just how it goes. That's when you decide how to spread.
Yeah.
basically, if you're your boss, that's how it's
going. I gotta be honest with you guys. Jennifer's done one hell of a good job in this county. It's been a long time since I've been home, and I'm running these roads, and I'm driving a lot, and I'm not spraying a lot. Your chemical is not going to be a huge part of this bill. It's my driving, hunting, and looking, because the roads are clean. The valley, can the thistle. Find lots of thistle. I'm finding a little bit of knapweed once in a great while. I haven't found anything major yet. And the rest of the time, I'm just putting down the roads, looking, you know. And I drove Ingomar and Sumatra Road, and I sprayed one thistle patch on those two roads. They're clean. They've done a beautiful job. This valley used to be just knapweed from the terrible on the Elk Highway and going in the Fernie Road. I found one knapweed plant so far, guys. So you got it. I guess my advice would be, you guys should make amends with Jennifer. You should put her back to work. She knows the county, and she did a good job. And I'm testifying she's done a good job.
Yeah, but whenever you get to an age and you want to retire, you retire.
Well, that's right. That's right. I understand that, Marl. But what I'm saying is, man, if you could get her back, she did a good job for you guys.
Yeah, I don't think she'd even come back.
No, probably not, Barry. I understand that, but I just letting you know she did a great job. I'm impressed. I thought I was going to find a lot more stuff. I brought down, and I brought down $5,000 worth of chemical. I went and just bought, of course, I thought, well, I'm going to be, we're going to be boom spraying these sides of the roads and stuff. I literally did Taylor Road, Cemetery, River Road, the Sugar Road, and all that, and used 100 gallons, and I'm spraying 20 gallons of water per acre. So basically, I did 5 acres of spraying. And
so what does it matter if the wind's blowing? Huh? What's it matter if the wind's blowing?
Well, it's just something that I want you guys to know, that your roads are in pretty good shape. So I wonder, I like you that you're making the move and preparing for that, but I just don't know if there's going to be a lot of fall spraying to do.
What about the state highways? How are they looking?
We're really good. I haven't done a lot of them yet because I've been trying to get the county, because every time I get down here, it blows, and so I wait till I've been running in the evenings a lot. I think you guys have seen me hopping on weekends. I've just been staying here and running when I couldn't fight the wind. Mm-hmm. And the state highway, we're done from the Big Horn River all the way to this side of the cement wall. And other than trying to get run over out there through that China wall, that was an interesting trick. I've got two flag trucks and the two Kubotas running off the road, and we got one pickup with a sprayer that does the other edge, and we literally from there all the way through found one big knapweed patch in the Hayshire Hills, one small on the other side, and the rest was just thistle, a little spurge at the river. And lots of Russian knowledge. Now we are, that's one thing. I hope that you guys want me to spray the Russians with a little bit of Russian olive trees. Because they're going to be a big problem for you in the railways later. So yeah. You spray them now, people don't haul it. Salt cedar, quite a bit of salt cedar.
Is there any way to ever get rid of that?
That's this week.
It's just here, isn't it? On this river and stuff, that salt cedar?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of like the Russian olive.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Hannah, you want to draw that up then?
Sure can.
However you want it to read.
I think I have the word version of the main contract, so I can kind of use that.
Okay.
By your July meeting, right?
Just go from
I'm gonna
July to July.
Yes, you wanted to go through June 30th, 2027 and approve $10,000 in fiscal year 2027 on top of whatever you've done in 2026. Okay?
So would that be a whole new contract then?
I'm just going to change the term.
Okay.
And increase the amount that can be.
And then next July, we'll start a new contract.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, it'll go till next year, into next year, with $20,000 instead of 10.
$10,000 for 20 for fiscal year 2026 and $10,000.
Okay. All right. However you need
to do it. Whatever you guys want.
Have you been on the south side of the interstate much?
South side.
Sorry,
I haven't yet, no. This, I've got three machines in for this weekend. And we're gonna Thursday through the weekend, we're gonna be running the state highways. I've been doing county the first of the week till Thursday, and then I pull my crews out of the Bighorn, and they come over and we run the high of the state on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And my wife says I come home on Sunday to go to church and take a bath. So I don't know which is important.
Don't miss any of their Sundays.
Amy said there's a gravel pit that you're going to look at.
Yeah. I've had two calls now about it. Marie Barnes on Mercury. So we were going to run that today and Tullock and Mercury. And we're probably not going to get it out until Wednesday. But now they want the county, the road department wants me to run Mission Valley. So they can mow Mission Valley first. So we're going to just do that and then we're going to go there.
Okay.
They said, from what I understand, and I know the gravel pit, that it's been rode over pretty good now. And then it's all along the road edge where the gravel had been hauled to or dribbled off and they seeded it. And Gary Van Hale knows Napping pretty good. And Gary told me that he thought there was probably about 3 miles of scattered knapweed all along it there. So.
Okay, but it's not a pit that's currently being used.
As I understand, no. Okay. Yeah, I don't think so.
Are they licensed or permitted to the
county? Yeah.
Okay, and nobody's digging out of it either? Mm-hmm. Nobody's digging out of it either? Okay.
Haven't heard. When did they do Wilson Road?
Okay.
Hmm? When did they do Wilson Road?
Yeah.
That was in the 70s, wasn't it? Never had that pit open. And then it's just been family ranch use.
It was old. We used it, you know, in the early 70s when I, well, late 70s, in 78.
It's not too gravel, it's got too much sand.
Yeah.
Right.
And Wilson Road hadn't been, since the 70s, hadn't been dollars.
But that pit, it's been there. I've seen it. I've ride by a lot.
I think the last that went on Wilson Road might have come out of Mackey.
Good.
And Amy wants to know about it because she probably will apply. I'll call her when I see it and see what it is. But if it's bad, she'll get a hold of the DNRC. And the DNRC retains money on those pits when they're legally opened. And there's reclamation money to do spraying and stuff. So that may not come out of your budget. That's what she told me, what she wants me to do, so that she was thinking.
Yeah, it's private, so.
If she could apply for that rec money, and it doesn't come out of the county weed budget then.
But if there ever was a permit on it, they leave reclamation.
You know, didn't they use that pit when they did some paving on Circuit Track? I think that's where they set the
hot way before my time.
Oh, they paved that in 90. No.
94?
I'm thinking that, but I don't think they use that pit for paving that.
Okay, I thought that would have been the only time that they would have rolled objects out of it, but.
I don't know. I think that was pretty much county used it. When the railroad went in, I know they took a bunch of gravel out of Wilson's, and I don't know where else they might have taken it.
Well, you know, the Bonine place, there's a couple pits up there that they used for years. And that's mainly what they did, Wilson Road and Burnt Creek and
Beaver From my place to Lee's, they graveled that with the Bonite.
Yeah, with the Bonite pit. And we did Horse Creek with that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, Bladel was hauling, got working for him then.
Yep, and we We did force pit, and we did ass backwards, and we drove all our gravel and round-running trucks across it, remember?
No, there's been a lot of things the county's done backwards over.
Go back a few years, Dave.
Yeah. Well, that was 88 that they gravelled from Bonines.
Yeah.
Over to Wilson, or from my place, over to Wilson's.
Yeah.
From Bonines pit.
From my turnoff coming down the creek in 1990 when we started doing all that, put the culvert in.
So anyhow, I'll know this week what it looks like.
Yes, I believe so.
Can I ask you a question, like on Wilson Road, are you just spraying only noxious weeds if you see it?
That's what, yeah.
And that's fine, but I know there's a ton of puncture vine, and I personally spray that, I spray that whole road. Because if I don't get it down there, it's up above.
Well.
Gets backed up by.
I guess, I.
No, that's fine.
I think you need to look at your list, but I think puncture vine is a Treasure County weed list, isn't it?
There is. It's a Yellowstone County, but I don't think it's Treasure County.
I think the only county weed we have right now is poison hemlock.
Okay.
I think we took Russian olive off and just put hemlock on.
Okay.
Or we're trying, I'm not sure if I got that.
I could have swore puncture vine was on here. Okay, well, I'm guilty of spraying puncture vine, guys.
Okay, well,
you don't mind.
Go for it, go for it.
Go for it.
No problem.
Because it's bad. There again, where I'm at now, I don't find a lot of it, but I know you have it.
That through Lackey's is solid.
Okay.
And it's only, right now, it's only about that big.
So it's time to get it.
And it's hard to see.
For the general use of weeds, I'm using E2.
Good. I'm gonna
240 Banville.
Put you on hold just 1 second, okay?
I'm using 4 ounce asphalt.
Okay, hold on.
So we had nukes.
Oh yeah, it don't take nothing to kill puncture vine.
Yeah, so, good enough.
Okay, we have a conference call with our engineer.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, you're on speaker with the commission, Adam.
Morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Good morning, Adam.
Great.
Good. Well, I wanted to follow up again on the building better bridges, building our better local bridges, I think is the name of the program. I know you guys didn't get selected on that one. Wanted to reiterate, we're not necessarily surprised on that one, but the reason why we had talked to you guys about it is because you guys had a chance on that one. But this session, although there's only $3 million available, the next one coming up in October, I think it is, actually had a very short turnaround, and there's going to be $10 million in funding available in that one. So what we're going to be able to do, if you guys are okay with it, is when October rolls around, if you guys give us the okay, you can just simply take what you guys have already submitted, dust it off, and resubmit it. You guys have a much higher chance of actually getting funding in this coming session as compared to this one, but this kind of put all the pieces in place. So have you guys heard on which bridges were actually selected for that? Sometimes you get that information.
The only one I heard was Rosebud County got $500,000.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll keep quizzing around to see where it's at.
I've not seen anything.
There has been no actual posting by Commerce or wherever that money came from. But definitely we want to be in, and you know, no harm, no foul. We couldn't do anything with that bridge till the irrigation is shut off anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Okay, well, hope is that when the next one comes out, that with the availability of additional funding, that you guys are going to be set up to get the pump house bridge on that one. So, all the pieces are in place.
Excellent.
Beyond that, I don't have anything for you guys. Do you have any questions or anything you want to bring up to me?
I do not.
I don't.
Nope.
Not at this moment. I got to go look at a couple things. We'll find you another bridge, Adam.
Well, I hope for your pocketbook you don't find another bridge, but I always appreciate the work. Yeah, well, with that being said, I guess I'll just let you guys go and let you have 12 minutes of your lives back. So
all right. Thank you
for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
I just thought just now, what do you budget for Adam? I mean, is he just working by the hour? Is he on a retainer? What is that?
We really don't pay him much at all because it all comes out of it's in whatever grants we get. And so we haven't, and our real arrangement with Staley is largely for this that survey.
Certificate of surveys.
And it's on a per review basis, yeah. I think it's $400 per review plus an hourly rate if it goes over, and then we turn around and bill that to the person who's recording that or filing the survey.
Okay.
So we don't have a yearly contract with them.
Okay.
I've never quite understood it.
No, we have a contract for the planning board stuff, but
right.
Yeah.
That's for the survey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But for Adam's services. There's no contract or anything with them? Not even a general engineering contract?
I don't think so.
Uh-uh. Yeah. I think we do.
Is it in the other contract?
Most of his wages, I'm sure, are paid from the planning grants and then the big grants that we get.
I kind of remember advertising in
For an engineer.
Yep. We probably signed one then, and it's been...
I think it was one of those front-back things.
So the ditch companies, they always recommended you should go out to advertisement every 5 years?
Yeah.
It hasn't been 5 years.
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. Because I'm on whatever...
Oh,
I'm on year 8, and there was none. There was nothing that when I started.
Okay. All right.
Except the surveys.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It was with the survey part, but we had no nothing. And then we did the first, whatever the acronyms are on some of those grants that paid their fees.
Okay.
We did a capital improvement plan that we did a grant with the MSEP that paid their fees to do the capital improvement plan, all of which is very important because, Roosevelt County didn't have one. Bigger County still doesn't have one. They keep saying, I think they're getting close to getting it expanded. So we got all of that in the works.
Okay.
And then we started finding bridges. But we need to look at
it. It's been more than 5 years since this Gibson Bridge has been going on.
Is that not the truth?
Jesus has been in for 2 years now.
Yeah, took us 3 years to get it. We're coming right up on 5 because that was the first project we had them do.
Yeah.
Okay. Was the Gibson.
Okay.
And we did put that out to bid.
I'm sure we did request for proposals.
Yeah, we did.
And it's interesting when the ditch companies have done it, what proposals come in from the engineering companies. And we've always stayed with Morrison Merrily, but it's a couple times I've maybe we should be switching companies.
I'm sure when we started there was a contract, but I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Yeah. Usually it's just a
right.
General
contract. I know what they're one for the planning board stuff that we do every year looks like, and I bet it was something similar. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's 10-point font from the
okay.
To the county attorney, treasurer, superintendent, assessor, budget hearing.
That's a mouthful. Yeah. That was a very long sentence for just mine.
The county attorney, I've submitted my budget request. In short, my numbers all stayed the same request, with the exception of I would love, Nicole has worked as my legal assistant for 11 years, and I would love for her to make the same as the deputies in the clerk and reporter in our treasurer's office. Similar work, she's been here a long time. She was way below when she first started, mm-hmm. and I kind of cut my budget to try to get her up. And now that letter attached to my budget request kind of explains where we're at, but that's...
Yep. It's because we gave her a raise, was it? 2-3 years ago, it was a $6 or $7 raise because she was way below.
And
then,
yeah, and I tried to cut my budget in other line items to help accommodate for that. I'm feeling like I'm as tight as I can make it reasonably, so I am just asking to increase her to be in line with the others.
And we would just budget her as the deputy, so if we were allowed a raise this year, then we would just, that would be
her
what she made.
Along with
yeah.
ours.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just need clarification on some of these things. I don't understand, when I look at other counties, when they hire into their departments,
mm-hmm.
not everybody becomes a deputy in their departments.
No.
And everybody here becomes a deputy.
Because there's two of us.
Well.
In the office.
Right. And so I'm wondering, is that standard? Is that standard in these?
Everybody in your office isn't a deputy, are they?
Well, I had to deputize Madison, so because like when Danny and I go to elections, I have to have somebody here to file the paperwork.
Because otherwise, she can't do anything.
I have to have somebody to act on behalf of me.
And as a deputy, by law, there you cannot pay them more than said amount.
Yes.
You don't have to pay.
No. You don't. And that's where we were getting at with compensation on. You can enforce like a stair step, but we've never had one that way because
exactly.
we've never got paid enough.
My question on it is, just because somebody's deputized, you cannot pay them more than 90% of the elected, but that doesn't mean you, when you start, you don't have to take them immediately to that. So these could be things within the departments like you're doing in your department. You've elevated up to however, and as the comments have come, somebody who's been here is then getting the same pay as the others.
Mm-hmm.
So are these things that we need to address within our departments going forward as we're getting paid to where they're better? I'm not saying you have to do that. I'm questioning, is this an option as we go down through to address these issues so that the people who have been here all the time
mm-hmm.
are not? Because as I said in our compensation board, there is... In government employment, there's no merit pay. I mean, you're kind of limited on merit pay
mm-hmm.
because it's long. You just
mm-hmm.
once you're in, you're in. It's very hard to remove somebody. It's very hard to do any of the others. So is that a possibility of a way we can address this as we go down the road?
I definitely feel like that's an option.
Okay.
Seeing where our pay is right now, I think it is an option. Previous years. I don't think there was enough pay to do that because even starting at $16 an hour,
right.
I have to beg people to come work. Right. And that's just for a probationary period.
Even when they get up past the probationary period, it's...
Yeah.
People don't... You can make more flipping burgers and get benefits than you can make here.
Right. And I fully understand that. I just...
Yeah.
You know, it always comes... I'll be honest, it comes to us at those compensation things, everybody sits there and tells us that the three commissioners, whoever, however, it's always our responsibility. But it looks to me like a lot of this could be handled within each department, that it doesn't become the commissioners that have given the keys to the kingdom or taken the kingdom away.
Mm-hmm.
Because elected officials are set at what they are, and then you can pay up to 90%. How you do that becomes a department issue, but...
It's just it had never been an option before, and yeah. I think I threw out that option in 24 when we looked at longevity pretty heavy.
Yes.
But I mean, it was also one of those years that
this can be done in departments without even addressing longevity.
I think it should be some sort of policy to where like if you have deputies, it should go in hand in hand because like our wages are hand in hand, so it. Really should be some sort of policy stair step or whatever, so everybody abides by it.
So,
be my thought.
I'm just trying to clarify here. Are you saying in their department they could develop some kind of longevity policy?
No. I'm saying just because you deputize somebody doesn't mean they automatically vote a 90%. I'm saying that within each department, and the way it is now, once they're hired, everybody goes right to the 90%. What I'm trying to say is it's not a commissioner issue. I'm saying this is a department issue.
But in saying that, if Marley can set her deputies at whatever percentage of that, she can dictate their longevity policy in her department also.
She possibly could.
Saying that just as long as she doesn't go over a budget amount, she could have longevity in that salary.
Yeah. she's going to be able to decide it goes up to 90%, but once they're hired, then after 6 months, everybody becomes deputies at 90%. I'm not saying that's the way, I'm wondering if these other communities, other counties, other things, take everybody right to that 90%. I don't know.
No, because they're paid like...
They get paid
a lot more than we do.
Yeah, again, that's it.
I know.
It is what it is.
No.
Like
but there is options.
There is option, and I do feel that at the pay that we've got right now, I do feel like we could come, I mean, it couldn't be a huge cut or a huge start below, because even working under $20 an hour, it's in Hitchum, it's hard, because all of our utilities are expensive. I mean, it is what it is, again.
Yeah, we all live here.
Yes, yes, so.
And we choose to put them up to 90% immediately, so that we can actually get applicants and get people to work here.
Yeah.
Right, and I would say you're there. How many applicants did you have?
Me?
You had a lot.
I had 8.
Yeah,
so I would say we're there, and that's why I'm looking at this and here, because I've kind of gone around circle on this, but with your what you brought up, that you, within your department, you manage that.
Right.
And so that's what made me bring this up, is that this could become a department issue. Thing could be addressed within the department to decide how you do all of your.
And I had a lot. Well, I sent out a lot more applications than I had people turn in because of the ones that asked what the wages would be, and so then those ones never even turned in applications.
I will never be in the position that I will apologize for turning
in. Oh no!
I will never apologize for what we have and what we offer, and. Because I think it's a great place to live and work.
I agree.
And so
I'm not saying
you just can't make it on one
and I do think that if we all have it in our budgets to make some cuts to pay our people, I think yes, I think we should be allowed to do that.
And
for sure.
And I needed to clarify if everybody goes to 90%.
No, they do not.
Okay.
A lot of them have policies written up on how they do that in the bigger counties. So no.
Is a recent Rosebud County employee.
Mm-hmm.
You get a baseline, and then it's done on longevity. So how many other years you've been there, then you get the raise based on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Rosebud County, they're changing too, because they're working with the healthcare trust a problem, because they are self-insured and their premiums went up to $1,800 a month. So they're
per person.
Per person.
Then
we got 60 people.
I guess that's pricey. But again, like I said previously when we were talking about, we're talking, apples and pineapple, apples and watermelons between the two. So.
Yeah, I don't use them as at all. I don't actually, I take all the information and get from all the other counties, because we can't compare any county apples to apples.
No.
And I just try to see what policies or what practices or how
it's working. Sort it all in so we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Exactly.
Curve
exactly.
It to your county.
Because I kind of thought it. Everybody had to be, deputies were at 90%. Find out, no, that's the max.
In Yellowstone County,
base.
Yes. In Yellowstone County, she's got 21 people working for her. So she's got like her high level, and so she's got levels that go down.
Right.
But with us, it's like if I'm not here, then Danny's doing everything that I do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have.
Perfect.
Okay. Julie.
I don't have any changes. What was? Because we're just going off of this that you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, hers in our office, we had to buy the computers this year. So the DIS purchase services, it put us over. So that won't be as high this for the next 5 years, hopefully, or 3 years, until we have to start splitting the years to buy computers again.
And my the payroll one, of course, was under by a ways, because I had 3 months where I was by myself. So.
Yeah. That'll help build next year's budget.
Is it more fun to be by yourself?
What's that?
Is it more fun to just be by yourself?
No. It depends on the day, I guess.
You definitely don't want to be yourself
by the time
tax
we got
day.
To May 1st, Clay was asking me if I was going to have my sanity intact by the time we got to the end of the month. It's like, I'm not sure. Maybe.
So yours is going to stay the same?
The same as what was projected, yeah, that she put out there for me. Yeah, I had something. I don't know what it was.
Something that you wanted to buy?
No.
Oh.
I just thought there was something else where that had the... increase of some sort.
We got one meeting left.
This is your personal
but I don't know where I saw it. So
is that it's a public meeting.
It's going to
be a dance.
And we've been having a lot of Tyler Tech issues, and DIS has been working a lot trying to figure out between Tyler Tech and us of what the issue is. And we haven't gotten that figured out yet, so.
We're working on it.
Though. Yeah. Shouldn't say we. Tyler and DIS have not got it figured out yet of where the problem is.
Are they playing the blame game?
They always do.
Actually, Tyler Tech, I spent 2 hours on the phone with them last week. One of them was over an hour phone call just on its own of him going through everything, like going through our server of trying to figure out why it keeps crashing. And so they're not playing the blame game, but now they have a command prompt running on my computer that pings the server to see why it's doing that and try to find the timeout. But thankfully when it's Tyler Tech, that's included in our premium, so we don't get billed for that. But every time DIS comes into play, we get another bill for that.
So every time we get a grant, we sign a contract then. Because we get one individual.
Daily.
Yep, with Adam. Because this is all from Adam.
Mm-hmm.
For the term of that contract, yeah. No, he doesn't bill us for that.
We're working on a project. He does.
Oh, I will have...
surprising if he doesn't bill for these...
certification school again this year.
He does.
Oh, you do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We never
see
it.
Okay. He's just fishing. He's hoping to get some more.
I kind of forgot about that because I haven't had it in a few years.
Right.
It's included when we do the project.
Right.
I'm
sure
it's included.
It's amazing where he'll call you from, though. Driving down the road, he'll be somewhere.
Okay, so you're good on your budget stuff?
I think so. I will have certification school in Great Falls again in April. We have it every year after legislature. We haven't had it since 24, so that'll be 4 days in Great Falls. That wouldn't have been reflected in the last one.
That I handed in. Just know that what looks like the actual expenditure was before my claim that I submitted. I think
absolutely.
That was the last meeting.
Yeah, those are
look a little weird.
Those go out as of April 30th when I send those out because that's the only solid numbers I got.
Next.
It's Commissioner C.R.
Click and recorder. Those are all mine. So.
You're next.
No. Sam, I don't have any increased requests. I did go over on a couple of line items, but I had the YID election. So that's why that went over. And then, of course, the purchase services with clerk and recorder. That's from a lot of the back and forth with EIS.
Has YID done their reimbursement?
I have to get them a bill, but yes, they will get that turned back in for us.
So that'll fix that.
Yes.
On the facilities part, because there's a lot of things that need to be addressed.
Purchase, yes.
I've thought about it a lot, and I know everybody would like to spend that money we got from selling the land, and they want to use the investment off of it. And so a thought I had is, what would happen, because we talked about sweeping that into the, whatever, once a year. What if we, because we sold a fixed asset, or basically part of the facilities, what if we use the earnings off of that for our facilities?
To fund it? It would.
Yeah, put it back into a fixed asset. I'm not saying it goes to capital improvement or whatever, but I mean, you know, rather than you're continuing to improve your facilities with your facilities.
Yep.
And we don't get any property tax revenue off of Treasure County owned property, so this would be a way that it would, we would be able to utilize that for
use that interest money in
facilities rather than having to find a place
to pull it.
So like the
other money that we could use.
Yeah, the community center flooring that we were talking about would come out of that.
So then the
rather than increasing the facilities budget.
So still be in the general, just add that money as income for facilities budget.
I just kind of just have it in the back of my head that really should go for
the building and the maintenance.
All of the buildings, all of the things that it takes to keep. Because the facilities wasn't really addressed in Treasure County for a very long time.
And we need to keep up on them. Agreed.
But I've thought about ways we could try to make that an equitable affair, which is impossible in a budgeting process through multi-departments.
So this is all the investments.
An asset.
Yes, that was for the entire month. So if you...
But we're getting...
Interest or principal?
Where's that?
Never touching the principal.
Okay, so if we go...
Like 1.4, we're getting 4%.
Right here.
1.5, like 60,000.
So if you do like this one?
Budgeted like 50,000.
The only money in there is from that land sale, so that's the amount of interest it got.
Is that May? That's 1 month's interest.
1 month.
5,000.
5,000. We're looking at $60,000.
And every time it gets reinvested in that, so then it increases the amount.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way to do that.
Well, then we're not taking it out of federal minimum.
Or using tax dollars, you're funding it with revenues. It would be so nice.
Yeah, and it would just...
Yeah, 60. We could budget maybe 60K and then...
I can see that they'll be...
As long as they don't spend it. One, as long as, because I mean, that's broken out of the entire everybody's. So as long as our bottom line balance stays about the same, then that interest amount will be that high.
Yeah, absolutely, because we're gonna need to...
Go forward to do things too, instead of saying, well, we need 60,000, we gotta take it out of your guys' wages.
So even if we budgeted 50...
What's the fund number, Julie?
2386.
Okay, I'll have one page too.
So...
Should be on the first page.
That's the facilities?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, this is the county property.
Oh, sorry.
The land that was sold.
The county property proceeds was 1.43, and like this last month, there's 5,500 in it.
So would you roll it into that facilities budget every month or just once a year?
No.
Say once a year, so you take it out once a year.
So I would say at budget time, we would estimate what the yearly is going to be on a low end. Then if we need to do an amendment to increase it, we'll do an amendment to increase it at the June 30.
Yes, agreed.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
But we can still take it out if we needed something terribly bad.
But it just makes it to where...
But we're not pinching that facilities budget so bad.
Yeah.
Or federal mineral royalties or whatever.
Yeah.
Because we then are making Treasure County assets, Treasure County assets.
I love it.
Because there was a great concern that we would sell that land and then just blow that money. And this way we're earmarking it so that it stays whole and then the earnings off of it continue to improve the things.
251 million.
You know, like that flooring over there or the fire hall.
Yeah.
Or this courtroom that needs some things, the floors. I mean, all it takes is two or three windows and you spend a whole pile of money.
Yes.
So once it's in that line item, since it's still in the general, can you move it? Or once it's in there, does it have to go to facilities?
We can move it.
You can move it. Resolution.
Takes a resolution to move it.
And just start with something to start with. We're not taking money for the facilities out of anything else. We're just going to have this earmarked.
The improvements in facilities.
Improvements.
Yeah.
Because some things like the weed capital budget needs to go to capital.
Yes. Right. It has to stay there. It's in its separate fund.
It's in the facility.
Which is in the general.
Which is in the general. It doesn't have to go to facility?
It wouldn't have to, no.
Because the general fund
still
is.
Still in the general.
Yeah, the general fund is this, and then it's just got all these temporary.
Okay.
It's a tentative plan.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was wondering. If it is supposed to go to facilities, if you need a specific.
No.
If you want to kind of lock
it'll stay
it more.
In general.
And if you do, if we did that, you do that, then you really, you end up with a capital improvement thing like the weed has.
Right.
Because then you're bound.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Which may not be a bad thing.
No. But if we are good stewards.
Depends on who's watching the budget.
Right.
True.
Went to public health.
And nobody's here. Chrissy wasn't going to come. Oh, there's Deb right there.
She snuck in there.
I didn't see her.
Very quietly snuck in the back.
So are we talking just about budgets or updates?
You can do both.
Both.
The only real update that I want to give you guys is on the master contract negotiations. I don't know if anybody else got the email that said, after consideration, we're going to just go on the way we've been going on.
Sorry, gained some gray hairs on that process, but
never mind.
All the work you put into it.
Yeah, so that kind of went away. There was too much blowback from Mako and a lot of the bigger counties.
Well, and the county attorneys really hit on that one. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So that is a done deal. We're going to continue as we work. As far as budgets, I sent Marley just an updated what I knew was going to come in grants. I know that the immunization grant has increased from about $3,250 up to somewhere around $6,000, but that was, I'll get those numbers to Marley. So other than that, everything kind of stayed the same.
I was just gonna, if they wanted to look at it, they can look at it.
I did go ahead. We had talked about on maternal child health doing a spend down on some of those funds, and I had talked about the life backs. So I ordered 10 of them from Quill. My thoughts are that this won't happen until fall, but the life backs are the choking devices.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought swimming pool, courthouse, daycare, river bottom. I had somewhere else, the new fire hall. I had six or seven that I could identify as having a place for them. Those are like sustainable because if you use them, then the company actually replaces them. So for now, I thought public health would kind of maintain that program, seeing that they came through. If that sounds good to you guys.
Yeah.
They were about $125 a piece. So.
Take you 30 minutes to read it.
Yeah.
That original grant's pretty large, isn't it?
This is just a fun number.
No, it can't be. That's money?
That's not money.
But you got $4,500?
Yes. This is just a fun number. This is the pay attention to that.
The way it reads, it says the grant. And then right underneath it is the
it's got all the fun stuff.
Like,
<the
money. laughs>
We
I'll
wish.
Go ahead. We need to get tight.
2890, blah, 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 blah.
3 trillion.
Not a lot of zeros.
Put your glasses on, Marlo.
Unless you guys have something for me.
Thank you, ma'am.
Everything's going to stay about the same on your budget.
There's a few increases.
Dodger on the inside.
Yeah, everything looks good on my end. So
excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Deb.
You bet.
Was it the sheriff yet?
Nope, he's this afternoon.
Yes, we're done for the morning.
Yes.
It's lunch.
Lunch time.
Yeah. You guys ready to adjourn?
Yeah. adjourned.
Do public comment?
Oh.
You guys, you ever quit talking? How can we?
You guys have been talking the whole time.
Isn't that enough public comment? We can stay open for public comment.
So I did have one question on the budgets. Those numbers at the bottom, is that projected? Is that last year's? Is that...
Which paper are you looking at?
Well, what you sent out. Like, this
no 240, idea. I haven't seen any of them.
That 14,000.
Yep.
That was last year.
That's your overall budget. That was the total spent.
Last year.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what was spent.
That's not what projected is going to be. That's what last year was.
Yes.
Okay.
So
we can at least expect a 2% on that.
Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
Because if that thing were to go through, we would cap at 2%, but it's based upon a valuation.
And so your fund is its own. So you need to take your rollover cash and then add that. Like, how I do it is I take the rollover cash and then, like, you'll have that plus what's projected to come in, which we know is 1.6 mils plus any other revenues you guys have coming in.
But why are we vaulted up to something else? Because I saw something about that one group he's a part of that is moving forward with something else. So don't trust that it's gone.
If you don't want any major increases, which I know you're going to reduce this.
Right.
Put they it, did that land swap.
But we need to put it down here.
Yes. For the 300. Yes.
And
the purchase services.
And that's where you want to put Vince's.
Yes.
Okay.
For the service, for the maker.
It's not final, but
No, for the
contract, yeah.
Contract,
yep.
The chemical part of it. Because we can put labor in the 28.
Before
the
yes. And then
7,500.
Yeah, because Amy was telling me she could charge something to this.
Something they did there.
Yeah.
And why the fault is.
Okay, I'll try to get it figured out.
Okay. Yep. Come in anytime. But I'm here too.
I don't understand it.
Okay. Public comment, Dave?
No.
So
we don't. You guys don't see these until they're all submitted.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, adjourn. Okay.
Lunch time.
We convene after lunch.
I will get together the stuff on this too so we can look at it. We don't have it.
Perfect. That sounds good.
People think that one works. We don't need to change it.
No.
I think we need to progress.
Yes. We just need to make sure that it's recored. And I have to store it in my office for X amount of days. Is it 22 months or something retarded? Yeah.
So we comply with everything.
Yeah.
And who's monitoring that? Who's paying any attention to whether we're doing it or not?
I don't know. I guess if they come in and see that you're not doing it, then you get in trouble. I don't know. I don't know if
there isn't any.
I know.
Crime attacks. There's no. When they passed that law, they didn't put anything in place that was a punishment for it, for not doing it right. So.
Right.
What do you have for us? First, I updated the transit coordination plan because you got to do that every fiscal year. So I just wanted to get that approved.
Where is the van?
Not coming until the end of summer, early fall.
Okay.
So it's
still coming.
Yeah. I mean, they keep telling me whenever I check.
You selling candy out of it right now?
No. So there's no changes other than the year and then the census information that I had in there. I updated it.
Perfect, we'll be done.
I think the need is probably
greater,
growing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I deal a lot of Forsyth and stuff, and the one out of Linger.
Mm-hmm.
be up there billing and stuff. It's up there a lot. Mm-hmm. It's like a bunch of hoodlums on it, too.
And that, you said women are hoodlums? Is that what you said?
Bunch of old hoodlums. Trouble causers.
Carter County has them. Every once in a while, I see their van in Billings, and it's like, wow, that's a ride to have.
It's going to be a long day for those people.
Mm-hmm. Don't buy any frozen foods.
Yeah, no kidding. When you're driving.
Because I don't know, they may have coolers set up in there.
No kidding. We're a little early, but we brought treats.
Then you can come in.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the ones that you see. And then if you're in Miles City, of course, you see Baker and Ecolecta and different ones. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What is it, 80 miles from Miles City to Baker? How far?
I figured 2 hours.
That's the most scenic rolling hills you can ever see in your life.
We need an approval on the.
Oh, I move that we approve this plan.
I second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. So in coordination with that, something I've been wondering if you guys ever thought about revisiting maybe having a council on aging, because we'll also need a transportation advisory committee for.
We've always been open to it. We just could never get anybody to.
No, but I know it's been a while since it's been tried, so I wondered if it would be something.
I don't think it hurts.
Trying, because
all the other counties put out posts periodically, and I think people forget that it's even there.
Yeah.
And so lots of times when in January you see the end of the year, so put a post out that there's openings on all these folks. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. Because I have plenty of meetings. I think it'd be okay to share.
Well, I just feel like there's going to be a lot of planning when it comes to the van, and so it'd be nice to have
more input.
You guys not have to fit it into your schedule every few months. And then just something more consistent as far as meetings. And
are we going to charge for our van?
Yeah, I've been kind of looking into what other places do, what they charge for, how far they go, and so I'll have some recommendations when the time comes.
Great.
And another thing I would like to start doing, I think, kind of get the word out next month, possibly up the suggested donation amount for the foot plan to go up to 15 instead of 10. And then the meal's only 4 right now, so maybe just go up to 5.
Yeah, that is exactly what I was thinking. Because okay. Then there's no change. There's no, it's easy to come up with a 5.
Yes.
Like when you go to the concession stand and the bottle of water's $1.25, just make it $2 or $1.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it the way you have all the change. It's a simple thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what I agree.
Okay.
I think it's, trying to think what I been hearing, is it $6 and
it's 6 and 7 at most other places, yeah. And again, it's an odd number.
Yeah,
I like 5.
So yeah, I mean, we're right in there. So
yeah.
So I'll make a motion that we change that to suggested donation to 5 and 15.
As of July 1st.
Yeah, I think that's good. I know budget.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye. Oh, us. Second.
I thought you did.
I didn't. I asked a question. I didn't second.
And typically, your council on aging, I imagine, would do that, and then you bring it to us, but you don't have one. So
yeah.
Just
do it. Just do it. Yeah, and I didn't know Allie was getting on the agenda last week. Otherwise, I would have tried to make it.
She wasn't here.
Oh, she was not.
So
it was
she,
just on the agenda.
She worked the election, and she mentioned it in the election.
Gotcha.
While she was here, and so
she
that's why.
She mentioned it prior to that, too.
Yeah. And so I had sent out an email
I'm sorry, I didn't include you on it. I should have.
No.
I had sent out an email.
I don't know what I would have
needed. And they said just stick it on the agenda, so I did.
Yeah, we said put it on the agenda because it's really your area.
Yes.
And then we're to the end of the budget year, the time would be if we wanted to add more hours would be to do it at that time.
Right.
Not in the final 2 weeks of the budget year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Make the changes going forward.
Yeah.
So that's all it was.
Okay. I mean, we can discuss that more. That's all I have other than the budget.
I got a question, Mama.
Yes.
Who was the young guy handing out the stickers and everywhere we voted?
Young guy handing out the stickers.
The young fella, he must be 70 something.
Oh, that was Rich Swanson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
young guy, there were
that
no.
That sounds better than who's that old geezer.
Allie was the youngest one.
What did you say the match was on the van? On the.
It's 14 something. It was 15%.
15%. Yeah. Okay.
And then it's another. I think they estimated 4,000 to 5,000 to be delivered.
Okay.
Is this going to have a wheelchair ramp and everything on it?
Mm-hmm. It had to be
certified. Okay.
So what's your budget?
Mm-hmm. Did you have copies, or do I need to?
Nope. Nope. Do you have your sheets?
I do.
Oh, wait. No, you gave me your budget. Yes, yeah. I do have it. Okay. Here.
No, not much. It's, I mean, a little more, particularly in the congregate meal, just because there's a bit more
people. Right here. Yep, she put the transportation. 2280, yeah, aging services. Yeah, for the van and delivery, she added the capital 18,000. And then wages and supplies. Yes,
so in your budget, did you include to have more for another day of foot or no? We left it the same? Or?
I think this was done before that meeting, so I left it the same. With the one for action, I did up it because in case we did do an extra one every 2 months, because they do have a little bit extra for both the congregate and caregiver funding categories, so I figured there would be more, but I don't think it's that much more, so it's probably not going to make that much difference.
Right. Okay.
Is raising the donation amount going to make it so some people can't afford it?
I mean, I don't think so, but Allian's really good about telling them, you know, explaining to them that it's just a suggestion that they
that's
don't have
to say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That total amount.
But I know that a lot of them, as I watch, as I am getting my meal and whatever, I know that the tip thing came from a long time ago and they're still bringing the dollar. But
thank you.
I just don't want anybody to feel like they have to pay it and don't come because they feel like they have to. I know she's really good about explaining it. But,
well, yeah. I'll put it in my newsletter.
Yeah.
And just try to reiterate that strongly.
This is kind of where I feel on the local government review. We're all adults. I don't think we can interpret how somebody's going to take something or not. We just throw the rules out there, and people can choose to accept how they want to interpret how they want. Because we don't know what people put in these donations.
No, we have no idea.
And some people put in, maybe somebody puts in 20. and some put none. None of my business. And so I think it will work out. Because they haven't been changed. It's one of the few things that for the county you can come here and it's kind of a Okay, so you folks are up. You have the stage.
Bringing all my drinks in. I got one of those too.
I have commandeered some paper towels from your bathroom.
Oh.
Oh, I had one more thing. I'm sorry. Can I jump this back in? We got. I know we can send this back with these guys.
Can I just hold one in case they have questions? Because
I thought you were going to get. No, like
some
you were
people
do
have
that.
Had money.
Let me see.
Hold it. Are you going to have to?
Is that a modification for what?
So this is your modification. So in the beginning of the year, we send you your first contract, mm-hmm. and that's based off of projected numbers. And then right around May, we finally get our actual numbers
okay.
from the federal government.
Yep.
And then I send out a modification contract with
okay.
the actual numbers.
Okay.
And I was able to push out some more monies.
Let's do that.
About $20,000.
Mm-hmm. $20,000. Yay. So we should have brought treats for you.
Well, I was trying to get as much interest and feedback because I'm writing the area plan, which will help guide mm-hmm. aging services for the next 4 years. And I think, especially our little tiny towns, I think everybody's feedback is very important, especially because we're so frontier. I'm not even going to call us rural because mm-hmm. we're not. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, bring in treats every day.
Okay,
so
good.
Yeah. We were able,
so
once I
need to have model signage, right?
For, yes. You want to see that? I was just holding it just for questions.
Approved. Second.
Yeah.
And then,
sorry, but that means you've got to come up with that money yourself.
And you just signed it.
You just put your name to it.
Can I pull my phone out?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just saw there was no phone.
Just during court.
Yeah, I can't decide which one I want.
That's awesome, isn't it?
You probably do.
Just bring the trough to the cabin.
You can this one too. It's exactly the same.
For treats, I'll do it.
Yeah. This is is wonderful. Thank you.
No, you guys keep that.
Okay. This is.
And then, oh. Thank you. Milo, can you just put the date on it, please?
He doesn't know what day it is.
6/16.
I didn't date that other one.
And then I did get our projected summary for this next year, and it's going to be about the same.
The same as the modification one?
Not right at first.
Right.
It'll look like the first contract will look about the same, and then at mod it will change. Okay. The only difference is there's, like, give or take, there's a couple thousand dollars a shortfall in C1 money, but they gave more money in C2 money, which is the home delivered. Everything else kind of stayed the same. So we're looking at flat funding, basically, again. But they didn't cut us. Mm-hmm. And then you guys are allowed to allocate 25% of the home delivered meal money into a congregate, since you don't have one. Those will be coming out soon. But for sake of time, you guys have a questionnaire. You don't have to fill it out. If you'd rather have it be more like a conversation, we can totally do that. But we're going to meet you guys all as a focus group. Maybe not Megan, because Megan filled yours out. But we're just trying to garner as much information so I can write a relevant plan to what we need and how we can try to get there for as far as older adult services. So, and by the way, sorry, this is Angie. You guys might remember Angie. She's our program manager. And then we have Tawny Sassy. She's the newest one to Aging Services, and she's our compliance
Compliance and monitoring.
Yeah. And then, okay, so what do you guys, what does everybody think makes Hysham a great place to live?
Community. Proximity to guns and medical. I would say the services provided. We have a very strong program.
You got a hot call sheet,
a lot
of crime.
That was kind of personal, Brittany. We're in a recorded meeting. Overall, it's cheaper to live here. There are some things that are more expensive than other places, but overall, it's cheaper to live.
Like a ration. No, hold on. I'm sorry. Like, it's a feasible cost of living. Okay. What are some of the challenges that you guys experience here?
No grocery store.
Do you guys have a co-op?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are a food desert. That's what they call us.
Has it always been that way? Did you ever have a grocery store?
We did. Used to have a grocery store. What has it been? 15 years? 20 years?
20 years, probably.
Yeah. And while the proximity to buildings is good. It's also is a hardship because of, you know, weather, distance. But we are, you know, with an hour from the largest city in the state with the most services.
What would be like a barrier, like some of the barriers right this second that would inhibit not having a food desert? Is it like the space? Is it sitting, getting somebody to run it?
With getting somebody to run it and upgrading the space. We actually sold the building.
Okay.
But they talk about remaking it to that. But it's really just getting a commitment. And, you know, because a grocery store takes a huge financial upfront to get that inventory in.
What about other things? Is transportation an issue?
Transportation is an issue.
Yeah, it is, but
we're working on fixing it.
Is it in-town transportation or is it out-of-town? For like, or both?
Well,
I'm going to go in-town.
Yeah, I'm going to go in-town.
Okay, so this is kind of a big list. It says, of the list below, what do you think are the top five concerns in your community? One is funding for safety net programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, OAA programs that we all provide, affordable and accessible housing, transportation, financial assistance for basic needs, access and affordability to supportive services in the home to prevent or delay institutional care, support for family caregivers, access to health care, social isolation and loneliness, individual planning for aging years, employment opportunity for older adults, home maintenance, repair or modifications for accessibility, elder abuse, neglect, and or exploitation. Did any of those jump out at you?
Okay. Home maintenance, repair, modifications. Okay. It's very hard to get somebody to come here and work on your home.
Even with the close proximity to Billings, it's hard to get a contractor to come in?
They don't need to come out here.
Yeah.
They're busy enough in Billings. They don't need to come the miles.
And there isn't one in Hysham?
There is, but it's not enough.
Okay.
We could always use more.
And they're booked out so far.
They are.
Mm-hmm. And they're not working here.
I called the plumber for my house, and he's like, I can't get there July 24th. And he said, well, I have a leak in the shower, the bathtub shower. And he asked how I found it. And I said, well, I took it apart. And that's when I realized I couldn't fix it, but I'll try. And he's like, good. Are you going to make it without that shower? I said, we haven't run the shower in 3 years because it leaks, and I really want to.
Fix it?
Yeah. That's the kind of thing, because you're a contractor, they're giving up 2 hours at a time minimum driving here and getting back.
Yeah.
And so that's 2 hours they could be making billable hours in the community. I would say
accessible, affordable, and accessible housing is a big problem.
And you just don't, like, that you can't afford it here, or you just don't have it?
Don't have it.
And I'm assuming that the commissioners don't have an interest in being a landlord.
No.
Well, we don't have a house to be a landlord.
Well, I've heard of a couple programs that Gianforte started where one of them, they allotted so much money per county to
do. They did, and we signed up with that it goes.
Which one did you guys sign up for? The one where it's already a home, or is it for a new one?
It was where I think the money could go to help the prospective buyers.
Oh, okay.
But our money, we were pooled in with another.
It goes to Billings?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's so much allotted for us, but they manage it out of Yellowstone County.
I think support for family caregivers is also an issue.
And the one above it, E, access to an affordability and support services.
Okay. And we do have a couple of programs that we're going to be rolling out in fiscal year 27 that will hopefully try to address at least F. Like, we just don't have the funding to support, like, a lot of respite care. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation on the way here about what if we just, like, put feelers out to see if we could build one. But we're so far from each other, it's hard to just have one and you go here today or you go here tomorrow. But it's called Truwalta. It is an online tool, but it's completely free to the caregiver, and it gives a lot of comprehensive help and actual tools to help them. It's not just like a case management thing where you have to fill out all these forms in order to maybe get some help. Like, this is, I need to know how to pick my mom up out of a chair, and it'll give you like step-by-step instructions on how to do that safely. And then we're also gonna roll out, we're partnering with QMedic, which is sort of like a life alert program, but we enjoyed the it was more attractive, the benefits they provided along with just the device. It really is tailored to the caregiver and the person they are caregiving for, and so we're going to be partnering with them, and we'll be able to pay for that service for a caregiver for their person they're caregiving for a year, and then they'll have to like reapply for the next year. So
my thought in this support for family caregivers thing is that caregiver needs time off on patients, someone to come in and take care of the person so they can have a day off. We've got a couple of instances right here in town. I think there's a partial fix happening, but it's expensive. So if there's something out there.
They have a caregiver that can come in and give them respite, but they just need some help.
No.
I mean,
like, you need to establish a respite program.
Maybe. So okay. I've talked with the health program in Forsyth at the clinic there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of that. And they do service Hysham, but they need somebody from our area to actually be employed to do it here. And they don't have anybody from here to do that. And I don't know. And I don't think you have to even be a CNA. I think it's by the training.
So, like, you apply there, get hired there, but you'll just work in Hysham.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
do that.
Oh, so would she be interested? I think
very much so.
Oh, that would be nice. I should talk to her about that then. And then also with that Truwalta, is there kind of like any kind of like forums or something where people would be able to like visit amongst them each other?
Yes, and they also do calls.
Oh, okay.
They do like support group calls. They do have those as well. We are going to go, all of us staff at the area agency are going to go through the training soon. They're finishing up the platform for us. And then once we go through the training, we'll be able to help guide people in just creating the account. And then we'll be there for support. And you guys could also, as the coordinators, go through the training so you can help. Because it's easier, right? So if they know they can go to Megan for help, that might be easier on them than calling me as a stranger.
Okay.
Okay, so what kind of services do you think should be provided to help older adults stay in their homes and communities as long as possible?
businesses such as?
So right now, we at the area agency, we do have our home improvement program, which well, we can, if it's just a single person, it's $1,500 benefit, and then if it's like a husband, wife, or a mother, daughter, and they're both over the age of 60, it's a $3,000 benefit, and it can go towards updating the home to keep you as independent as possible, minus windows and roofing. Those are what we've been denied. So we do have that program. We just had one of our own staff utilize it to put in not a new shower, but just equipment to help her shower, who she caregives for. And then she also did running lights for the hallway, so like they didn't have to have every light in their house on, like the Trace Atkins song. They didn't have to do that. Things like that. We have that now, but I'm sure there are more things that could be helpful that we don't know about or haven't expanded upon to make it more possible.
Like the Humidic, the life alert should help people be able to be home and then they can, like life alert.
But you might not be able to take a whole day off, but you could go to the gas station or take a shower. Because one of the things that was really great about Humidic, it does geo-tracking. So like, let's say Ruth's my mom and she's a little bit of a dementia.
Yeah, she's a problem.
I can program, like, if she goes to the same five places, I can program in my app that she goes to coffee in the morning, she goes and does puzzles with Marlo, and she gets her hair done, and she goes to the doctor, and she goes to my house. And then if she starts to go anywhere that's not on that, it'll ping the caregiver that she's going somewhere that's not her norm.
That's what you need for your mom.
It also has fall detection, so like if it'll detect the person falling, and you'll automatically, even before anybody else is called, you get a message. And then you get to decide who's called first. It doesn't have to be the ambulance. It can be you. Right. It can be your neighbor. Yeah.
And then there's other options too, like if they'd rather clip it to their belt so they're not wearing the watch or the necklace. Like there was a lot of things that were really nice about that program.
We have cameras that you hook up in your home that you can
like to the
also
doors.
Have so you can watch.
So I think things to help older stay in this community, like the band we're giving this one. Some things that, so we like our small town life. I believe the people who like our small town life and the quaintness and the safety and everything that comes with it, help it lack some of the things that you get in the city. Mm-hmm. And so if we have transportation to go get said things, or just a little grocery store would be a game changer. Absolutely a game changer here.
Pharmacy or anything like that?
Would it be more feasible, maybe not like starting huge, right? But what if we, because like we could try to spitball and help too. What if we should like started with like a once a month like farmer's market little situation?
We need to get the food boxes, right? Once a month to get those 6 weeks. Right.
But like we could maybe look at where it would be every month where it's like a legit store. Mm-hmm. But there's no like storage because it's just like a.
I think that then people could. Because the store gives you a place to go visit.
Yeah.
To see, to socialize, to.
I think I've heard of a couple of initiatives for stuff like that. I'll have to look into it. I'll reach out to Jamie. Other than what we've already talked about, how can we best support the families of care, like the caregivers and their families?
We covered it all,
pretty much. One thing that, having been a caregiver, we always ask how the patient is, but we need to dig down and ask how the caregiver is. So communication and paying attention to what's going on with the caregiver. I know we have one here in town that's just about exhausted. And we have worked a little bit to see if we can get some help for her. But they have to be able to accept the help and know that it's okay to take the help. So that is a stumbling block that they run into once in a while, that they're hesitant to take the help of anybody to come in for various reasons. Once you take on the responsibility of caregiving, you kind of have a feeling that it's your job and not anybody else's.
Do you guys experience any Alzheimer's or dementia in this community?
Yes.
What can we do better or work towards to better support those adults?
And that program you're talking about where you can track and do all those things, mm-hmm. That's an excellent idea.
They also offer pets, like the animatronic pets, to try to be a little buddy for them. Mm-hmm. So when you sign up, you have the option to get one of those too.
Complimentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Reach. And med reminders to where the caregiver, if they respond better to the caregiver instead of a random person or a robot,
right.
It would be your caregiver would record the message like, hey mom, remember to take your meds. This one kind of makes you sick, so take it with a piece of toast. Right. Or so it's a pretty cool program.
Nick wants us to eat more cookies.
What are some of the specific challenges facing rural residents, and how could we be creative? How might we creatively serve them given the limited resources that everybody has? I feel like we're pretty creative in general out here, but I'm way open to being more creative.
Specific challenges is just the distance. And then, you know, the folks that live not in the town or anybody who moves here, they're not aware. We all take for granted everybody knows. They don't know. Well, of course you know it's Wednesday and you get the meal at the, you just presume, and not everybody knows. And so you do get some of that isolationism. And particularly if we have a regular winter, that can be probably. But, you know, this year it's been great.
Yeah.
And
January is walking around the park.
Exactly. We use social media so much to be able to put information out there.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I've discovered is that not everybody looks at their social media. So we need to look a little bit more. Personal comments.
Does everybody in here in Treasure County, do you guys have mailboxes or does everybody have a P.O. box?
P.O. box.
In town we have post office boxes.
So yeah. Everybody in Treasure County basically has
no. No, it wouldn't be everybody.
Okay.
I still have a P.O. box.
There's two routes, two mail routes and then the post office boxes.
Okay.
They only come out three times a week.
Megan's been really good about mailing out newsletters to those who don't regularly come to get meals. And I think we need to maybe expand on that to some point, because, like I say, there are people that we're trying to reach on social media that aren't on it. Mm-hmm. It's something I discovered when I was trying to get information out about my son's illness. So I was sending out updates and realized that people I was sending them to weren't looking at it. So it was like, Most everybody has a cell phone, so I think we could probably use text, but don't assume that they're going to look at a Facebook post on the community page.
So I just thought of an issue that probably falls in a different category, but no one has mentioned this at all, and it's something that I find kind of troubling, and that is that, and this is for people who are kind of deeply in the country, but if you need to call 911 because someone is having a medical emergency, if it's something that you know is going to need a life flight, you know, something where the length of time where prompt treatment that would only be available in Billings is going to be a difference between either life and death or vegetable death, stroke, heart attack, you know, bleed. If you know you need a life flight, there's no way you as a consumer can get a life flight. What the protocol is that you have to have an EMT come to your location, then they have to call the life flight. So for someone like me, that's even assuming that the call goes in, you launch someone immediately. In good weather, that's half an hour. So half an hour and then half an hour, you know. Now, landing, you know, a helicopter on my property is no problem. We have a field where you can land, but you know what would be half an hour is then going to be an hour or more. I have looked into whether I could get certified as an EMT, if I got EMT training and got certified as an EMT, even if I weren't a county employee, would that qualify me to call, you know, to call in the life flight? And you know, apparently I can't do that. And then, you know, suppose I'm the one who has the stroke, I'd have to have my husband get that too. So I think that's a really big problem, and I don't know how to deal with it, because you know, I understand that, you know, also if there's bad weather, you know, I hate to have my husband or me die because so no one can you know, put the chopper in the air fast enough. As I said, no one has talked about that, but I think that's a big deal.
Definitely.
And I don't think there's a solution to it either.
I didn't know you had to do that. I call 13 all the time. About eight times. Yeah. We just had the PIN number of where they needed to land. Even his house wasn't.
Yeah. Well, did you figure out a way to get the life flight to come in without sending it through the county first? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, we just called.
Let's talk later.
Do you know Keith Raymond from Rosebud County?
No, I don't.
He would be a great resource to talk to on that. He's the emergency medical director over there for Rosebud County. He would have all those answers for you right off the top of his head.
Yeah. Well, you know, our public health person checked into this, and she just said she didn't think that there was any way to do it. However, you know, maybe, I'm sorry.
If there's a way, Keith will know.
Okay.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Is Keith, what's his last
Keith
name?
Keith Raymond.
Raymond?
I'll see if I got him.
And if I figure that out, that might be something that should be better publicized to the rest, for the other, you know, people who don't live in town, you know, because there are a lot of us kind of scattered, you know, hither, thither, and yon off the county road and off on the ranch roads.
Do you think people know to call us at the Erie Agency, or at least to Megan, for help with aging issues and services? And if they don't know that, what can we do to improve our outreach? And I know the obvious answer is to come out more, or not, and Debbie too. Megan and Debbie and us. And I know the obvious answer is to be here more, but we're not a very big team, and we cover a lot of area. Like, once I dissected all my staff, it's me, Debbie, Lisa, Angie, and Tommy.
that service all of Area 1 that can actually physically go. Because, like, we do have ombudsmen, but they're so niche and so specific.
So do you, since your ship's certified, do you do any of the Medicare stuff with people?
Not a lot. I would prefer to stick with just helping during open enrollment because there's so much and that's so much I don't, and it's just a form of your job if you do it, but you get too involved. And Debbie, like, she gets way in the weeds during open enrollment, so just helping with that, I feel like is.
I don't think a lot of people know to call you folks. I mean, that's my thing. I don't know ways to do it other than repeat it. The service is there. It's a great service. You provide everything everyone needs. It's just
word of mouth is basically the fastest way.
Exactly.
You help this person and they're talking to this person. Well, she helped me get this, maybe she can help you. That's what we're finding.
Yeah. That's good. I just and honestly I think our program here is growing so much. I appreciate you're seeing that people are realizing this is the services that are provided.
It's hit and miss.
Yeah.
It's hit and miss. Like, I haven't been coming down much because there's only been one person or no persons.
Oh, really?
And I try to get down here at least once a quarter.
Right.
But we had four today, or three today. Three today. So.
Yeah. Because, like, our foot clinic, it's seeing more folks. We're seeing more on the congregate meals. And so, again, I'd say word of mouth, and it's that trickle down as it works through.
And, you know, I can put together a flyer for Megan for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would be really helpful. Yeah.
Then she can hand it out at the congregate meal. I've actually got time to do stuff like that now.
We have pamphlets made up, too, that for, like, the different counties, and then they'll have folders with all that information for stuff. So when people...
I did just sign those.
Yeah. When people get released from the hospital, they can be given this folder, and it's all the information for stuff in their area. Mm-hmm. Or the pamphlet will be specific for Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jody made them specific for each county that we service, and so we'll have all that information on it.
We'll probably need input on where we should put the
input. Yeah. In my head, I was thinking, like, if we were doing it at a hospital situation or at the clinic, it would be... in, like, a county touching area, so you would know, like, Rosebud County and then Garter. I don't know who's above you. Actually, I don't think that's our county.
No. You have Garfield that's above Rosebud.
Yeah. So, like, then it'll show their services, but we just thought that was a better way to hopefully get more information out and utilize different partnerships to push information out for us.
Making sure the social workers in the hospital have them too.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is getting them to pick up the pamphlet. We've got a table over there that's got anything everybody could want if they
look,
but they walk by it all the time and and they just go on. They don't pick it up. So I think the mailing or the congregate meal handing them out there is probably the better way to get them because. I do the same thing. I walk by that table all the time, but I never pick anything up on it, and not that I know everything. But I, you know, you can always learn something if you read a pamphlet. But it's if you would do something of yours, what you offer, and then Megan can get it out to those who come for meals, and then maybe do a mailing.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out there, because if they have to pick it up and see what it is, they're more likely to read it than they are to pick that pamphlet up.
Okay.
Especially during an election year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. That's how I decided to vote. Who sent me the most stuff?
Yeah.
What could we do to help educate the community about issues that are important to older adults? Like, for example, I know right now at the legislative level, there's huge talks over conservatorship, and I know that they're trying to create legislation surrounding that, specifically for older adults. So what, I guess, how do you determine what's important to your community, and then how would you like us to educate them on those topics? Just to be completely transparent, I can't help you when it comes to cattle or farming. I can't do that. But I can tell you how to keep a tropical plant alive. I can't do that. Because, like, I know that we understand that those are important, but usually it doesn't get to the everyday person until that decision has already been made.
Absolutely. I guess I would say anything that, particularly in the legislative year, because what you're saying is correct, by the time it comes to fruition, it's too late. And so I would say when you're obsessed about it, then it should just be showed to our coordinator, who can either through email blast or Facebook post or a piece of paper in the conversation. Because I don't feel I can say what's important to you or you or you. All I can do is give the information, and they can think that their level is important. But if they don't ever get it, then how do you know?
And beyond the services that we provide, what could we do as a whole, like as all of Eastern Montana, to help our older adults remain independent?
Working magic with that budget every year.
I'm trying. I was actually pleasantly surprised when I did the modifications. I was like,
Because what all of this takes is we can all chip in and do our part, but it all takes money.
Every one
of these things takes money from something.
And I love, like, when we got our email, they were like, if we just wanted to, we put out the remainder of the money through the funding formula, and Area 1, 4, and 6 got none of it. And I was like, awesome.
Shocker. No, I think it all comes to money. All of these things do.
And we do, we really do try. Like 2 years ago, we had legislation and we were able to secure a slight increase in the state general money just to maintain our services. It's just hard to do an ask, especially during an election year. And this is a different election year. And so I
see, for me in Perry County, largely an older community, and if I'm going to spend our taxpayer money, I would like it to be an older community. And those are the two things that, and our children and rec department, that touches the most people in our community more than anything. If you want to get the biggest bang of dollar spent, that's where it's got to go, because they, the dollars spent in our program and in our rec program impact lives. They, has made lives better here for our older people. They're happy. And I just found some of the emails that you referred to a year ago, and they were not, there was no happiness in those emails. Not even one sprinkle.
I'm really proud, and I know I'm still very, like, new and green, but even in the last, I would say, year, I feel like I have worked really hard to, like, better everybody's relationships. I at least am as communicative as possible. I try not to let more than a day go, I do sometimes get forgetful if I'm doing financials, but I feel like the communication is way better with Megan now than it was prior. And I think the work that we're all doing now, it feels like there's more passion behind all of that work, mm-hmm. and there's more momentum to do more and do better.
Agreed. I can see it's direct effort in and it's coming out. There's a good result, so.
But yeah, great. And our eyeglass program is still kicking. We got an award. And we're crossing our fingers that they might give us money for that. So we won't know till we get there.
Spend it and they will come.
Yeah. And that's all I have. Unless you guys have more input, do you have any more questions? Do you have any crazy wild ideas? I do for days. Ask them.
Excellent. I appreciate it.
Yep. Yeah. But thank you guys for all of your input, for sure.
And these are your treats.
I'm not taking these.
Enjoy them.
You might need a snack to get you home.
No. We're good.
Where are you off to now?
I'm going back camping. I came in for this, and then I'm going to go finish frying my body out of the campsite.
I have a couple of these filled out.
You don't need to
kiss your camp.
You don't have the way out.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. Yes. If you guys think of anything, let us know.
Our only hiccup so far has been the reservation. We're like, do we get to own it? And I was like, I don't even get to own it. So I had to reach out to the tribe to get an answer. So we'll see. Thank you.
Thank you. Sure.
To the sheriff. Increase.
So the way I understand that is we're going to have an additional 25.
That will almost make that. Yeah. Almost.
That is awesome.
There's something about paper visitors.
They're nice and soft.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you gotta have your cookie.
No. I'm over there.
There's more right there in front of Scott. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Or you can give it to Danny, Megan, if you want. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
This is great. So, did you give the $50 back to the people?
Yes, I did. I refunded it. Mariska refunded it for us.
It was a perfect spot for them,
really. It really was. Because they were all in there. I'm sure, though, by the end of it, I think he was a little irritated because I had to take him to the fire hall and then take him to the... So I'm sure he was a little upset, but, I mean... I did not want to make the card players mad because... It was just an overlook in the office. I mean, it happens because we're so busy. So.
So I guess everybody starting with an update. I guess my only big update at this point is it does look like we got the grant working for the vehicle. Working through the process with that. I guess that was just the application that he turned in. So I'll get the rest of the stuff put together so we can take care of that. Next week, I'm going to go ahead and go forward with the hiring process, start that for the person that's applied. Okay. That kind of segues right into my budget for this year. Really not a big change. I know I'm on a recorded line, but I'll tell you the previous budget / spending in the department that I am now in was a train wreck. So I really don't have a whole lot to go on. The world that I come in, your budget is your budget. If you go and get to the point where you don't have any more money left, then you don't buy anything. It does not look like that's what happened in the past with this department.
Never.
So So I can tell you, as the person now in charge of that, that is how I do business. So it won't be run like that now. The only issue that I have is the only real line item that I have that's concerning is purchase services. He had overdrawn by, was it 5,000?
I think it's 5,000.
5,000-ish before I ever got here. So I really don't.
That was the work on the vehicle.
Okay. So I really don't know the base.
That, and then when Brian was in here and Will was out of the office a lot, Brian was in contact with DIS. I mean, we sent thousands of dollars to DIS when Brian was here.
Between that, it was all.
Yes.
So I guess that being said, I'm going to ask to keep my budget the way it was with a slight bump. That being the new hire will have to go to the academy. I called yesterday, that's like $2,500 plus a couple other little expenses. So we're going to have a $3,000 bill there, and then I have to go to coroner school. So that's going to be about $800. The class, I think, is only about 100 to 200, but I have to stay there for the week. So that being said, I think it's a good place to start. Next year, hopefully I can have better news for you and I can find a whole bunch of stuff to shave in different areas. So we can save some money and not be spending money. I know there was a lot of items that were purchased that it's just stuff that we didn't need to spend money on. So
do we still have it?
We have a lot of stuff.
Okay, yes. We do have the stuff. That's good.
Yeah. That's a plus.
Not that I personally,
not that there's any
supervisor
use
would have ever spent money on
stuff. Yeah, you have never used this stuff.
Correct.
I'm kind of excited the stuff's here.
Yeah,
it ain't gone.
Something new.
So that's kind of where I'm at. We do have some money that I believe is going to go, because he didn't have somebody working for a portion of the year. There is some money left over, so I don't know if we can take some of that and slide it into these additional funds and then go from there. But when or if I do hire this person, in talking about what we were talking about earlier in the day, I don't plan on jumping right out of the gate as having him be the undersheriff. He will be hired as a deputy, and then as he progresses through his training, that's when his stuff will. When he gets to the academy and he graduates the academy, then maybe we'll see about giving him a little bump up, not to the 90% right out of the gate, but a little bump up. And then after he's been here a year or so, gets all of his certifications, then go up to the regular pay of the undersheriff. But I'm not looking to jump right out of the gate. So that's kind of what I got.
Great.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And Lynn isn't here, right?
Nope, Lynn won't be here. I will, we spent all of the money from the swimming lessons last fiscal year with the swimming lessons. I know that they are doing swimming lessons again this year. I don't know that they've talked to anybody from the county. Lynn does know that we spent it last year because we paid for it in July. So I don't know if we're going to get a bill for that or not, because nobody said anything. So there is that, and it could come. So I don't know. I think Lynn was having a hard time getting a hold of the swimming people. Splash Bash. Sorry. So.
It wasn't bad, though, was it?
It was $2,900.
It was about $3,000.
Yeah. And Lynn's budget can't sustain that.
No. You know,
that would drain it dry.
And what was that $3,000? Wasn't it just, it should just be the salaries for the people?
It was.
It was their hours.
Mm-hmm.
But we should just be paying our lifeguards.
Yes. But that was.
But we paid.
Is it 2 years we did? I think we paid 2 years of it, of the bill, because they submitted the bill. They came.
We didn't pay $3,000 last year for. Our lifeguards.
Not the lifeguards.
We paid the people doing the lesson.
Yes. Because normally we would pay, what was the lady we had come in from Colstrip?
Oh,
Yes, we paid her prior to that.
We did.
Yeah. So, but it wasn't $3,000 either, but.
But the moms that did the swimming lessons put in their hours and we paid them.
Yes. And that was with the Stockman Bank donation money.
Yeah, that was the donation money.
And they also had people pay to come.
Yes, we paid $30 to.
But isn't that, if you finish the lessons, don't you get that back?
They give it, they offer to give it back to you, but you can re-donate it back, and most people just let them keep the $30.
And yeah, where does that money go?
It goes to Splash Bash. So we'll have a conversation when they come, but.
I'm just saying there could potentially be a bill. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying on the that. Planning board budget, the only big decision, like Ruth said, was for the stipend or the hourly, but we have that open, so nobody needed to be here. So, I do have the jury lists for you guys, the annual jury lists. We will look those over.
We didn't.
What's
talk
that?
About our budget.
Oh, sorry. We did talk. Well, we didn't talk about yours specifically, but I did have it in your budget to increase to 1,000. So, was there anything else you guys wanted to talk about on your budget?
We didn't overspend anywhere.
No. I think one line item got kind of close, but I don't think it was, nothing went over on your guys's.
There will be some meetings. Yeah, there'll be the same meetings, I guess.
Five. Yeah, the purchase services got up to 93%, but that's from hotel stays and mileage and all of that, those things, which you guys have started taking a car to, so that helps. But dues.
So I'm just looking at this for people that are potentially deceased or don't live here, or what am I looking for?
Yes. Yes, and just we got to approve them. If you do see an error, just put a little mark next to it, and we'll get it marked off. Yes, yes. there are a couple people that I know don't live there, but because we haven't got, like, an official change of address, we still have to send it. But, yes, if you see deceased.
Speaking of deceased, did you know that Lee Perrin passed away?
I did, and so did Dale Ray Tolliver.
Yes.
Dale?
Dale Ray.
Really?
Yeah. I
don't know when the funerals was.
Yeah. I don't know that they, I think the funeral,
is it next Monday?
That's what I want to say. I think. It was towards the end of the month.
Yeah.
Is it all right?
The baby woman passed away.
Oh, that one was out. Yeah.
I seen him the other day in the bar. I'm standing there spizzing with him and his boy just. The guy said, man, that was terrible. His wife died. I didn't know that.
Talked to him the day before. I never said anything. Yeah.
Like the day after the funeral or whatever. Yeah. I didn't know.
He was at the Bull Sale and he said she wasn't doing well, but I didn't realize. Yeah. Really not doing well.
These lists were all the same, though, weren't they?
What's that?
No,
they're all three different, so maybe pass them so others can look.
I've got district court.
And I got pulled on the city court, so I have to excuse myself. And Lindsay's pulled on one of them as well.
Just wait until there actually is something.
Okay.
Then can get excused.
Okay.
Because chances they're being something or something.
Not good with.
Hey, I'm not on this list. I'm here. There's one here that I know can't serve, but that's his problem, not mine.
A motion to accept, or did you sign it?
Yes, I would approve them. Move to approve them.
I move to approve the list as presented.
I'll second that. Somebody's changing their names.
So you need to say all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I had.
Only one I look for is my name.
I was just checking for yours, huh, Marlo? Receipts.
Not on this one, Tori's is.
Stephen was on the phone. Young people should serve, not as old codgers.
Yeah, we have too strong of opinions.
Yeah.
We cannot check bias at the door.
Sometimes it's difficult.
Then we got more things to do at home than sitting in the box.
The worst part about it is you're sitting there thinking about what you do have to do at home instead.
You know, if there's somebody that was, you know, really kind of getting around under a bad deal, I wouldn't mind it. The only one's ever been on some kid. Some kid broke into a convenience store and lied about it, said he didn't do it. Used a camera, but it took 7 days of your life.
I don't know how I'm going to hold the current thing and what I need to find.
So what's the post-election?
So, we usually have you guys sign a resolution to approve the judges, and because of the deadlines when we met, it's already done, but I'm trying to, I had the resolution and now I can't find it. Yes. Yes, but you guys did great. Let me see if I can have Danny reprint one. I just had it too. It was on the clipboard. It's not there.
I didn't sign that one. I just passed it to you. Looky there, I'm on Justice Corps.
With this correspondence from my email, I mean, should we just send
a... We reviewed it, but it wasn't signed.
Just send a quick letter that says it was received? Or, I guess, I mean, I don't know. Because I know there will be follow-up questions. That's why I'm asking on how to handle that.
Well, or send it to... For the next commissioner meeting, if they so desire to do so.
Okay. And I guess if there is questions, too, I can refer to Hannah.
And the first commissioner that I ever worked with said it wasn't signed, it didn't happen. Very wise man.
So my destination on it is, well, we hear a lot about those things, and this is, you know, we had a few of these, well, this is everyday standard operating procedure in other communities, that people are just not happy.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you seen the news point out about how you should find a pothole in the city of Billings or some of these other places?
Right.
So, it's they can be on the agenda to come talk about it, just like everybody else, but...
Okay.
that you're not there to make the excuses, provide answers, anything.
Mm-mm.
That's the only thing you can do.
Okay.
Because it would have been presented in public comment, and we can't address it because it wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, you got it right there. Just the board.
Oh.
Yeah, just the post-election audit board.
I move we approve the post-election audit board. I'll second that.
On favor, aye.
Aye. I must have had it behind the...
And it was with that jury list.
Sorry. It's been a long day. Okay.
And this is our correspondence, the library agreement?
Yes, that's just our annual...
I move we approve the agreement for library services.
I should look to see who's doing it.
Ms. Brosbeck County. Oh, we need to vote. I move. So.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. What do we add on here?
Just report of meetings.
Okay. I walk by the tables at the school every day. Breaks my heart that they've sat out there in the weather and are probably not worth too much. So I went to Mr. Coulter and asked him who had spoken for them, where they were supposed to go, what the plan was. Because we have a big party coming up and those don't need to be sitting on Main Street. He told me that he had given those tables to the county to be used at the fire hall. Are we accepting those tables at the fire hall? I told them when they said that. I said they're not fit. Because okay. They're not. They need to go to the... And they're the short tables. They're they the, need to go to the... They're the kindergarten, first grade tables. They need to go to the middle bin. And I told him I'd bring it up today and find out for sure that someone hadn't accepted them. So that, because I have an idea for them, at least for a temporary thing, because I think they're probably going to end up in the metal bin, because they're not in good shape.
Need them over to your house?
No, they're not coming to my house. I need to back a metal bin up to my, or a trash bin up to my house and start pitching. Okay, I will talk to him again and tell him, no, we don't want them. We just don't feel that we can use them there. Another thing, and it's not on the agenda at all, is... Never mind, I won't bring it up now.
You got us all intense.
I do. My health insurance.
Your health insurance? You're all healthy.
Yeah, I am. But I'm about to max out any money you can put into a health savings account, and I talked with Pam about that health reimbursement account, and it's actually on Garfield County's agenda for them to establish a health reimbursement account. These other communities are doing this. It's being addressed because these health insurance premiums, the way they're set, it's just not affordable, acceptable, or anything to expect somebody to pay $1,500, $1,800 a person.
It's
just, it's just so they're getting creative. So I saw that Garfield County had it on their agenda, so I'm hoping.
I missed it.
Because I don't know how we budget for some of these things in your new year if they haven't come with us with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And normally by now I thought we had a health fair. I thought we had some things with Mako. Did we not?
So they had scheduled us, remember?
Right.
And they had a, we called them that day because I think Danny and a bunch of people were signed up for a blood draw. And they had a scheduling conflict. And so they canceled it. And so they usually, now they're coming in the fall.
Spring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were, they told us that they weren't even,
yeah,
they weren't even supposed to, that they sent it to us by accident, that we weren't even supposed to be on their schedule. But that they could come over if we had people that wanted to do it. They could have came over that day. But we're all like, well, we're not going to be fasting until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
I thought it was great. Give me a little more time to work on my cholesterol.
Right? Got a few more days notice. We did take, we went through the chairs at the church. So there are more chairs at the, because they wanted some, but we did keep some. But whatever was left over, we took to the fire hall. So there are more chairs at the fire hall.
And there was always plenty of chairs. There really is plenty of things because Wayne and Jessica's wedding, there's a big like conference table that they left in there as well. So we have two big conferences.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But I think they need to, because we have to have this to do the budget. We have to have the health insurance rates. We have to have some answers on this because you set that permissive medical levy based upon our...
Yes, and so what I typically do is I reach out to Pam, and I, of course, I have to budget like this year, but then as January 1, we get new rates. Yes. So I usually reach out and ask her before we get valuations, and then I finalize it before we set budget. Yes. Is how I do that, yeah.
But that's August, September.
I know.
She's not that far away.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. She's got
to
give us...
Mm-hmm. I'll reach out to her. I'll send her an email.
Because Mako gets their insurance, but they get it through Lewis and Clark County. Is that not crazy? That they're not even Mako?
But he didn't say that they had to get it through Lewis and Clark County and back through them either.
No, Lewis and Clark
it's separate. Yeah.
Lewis and Clark is like Lewis and Clark. And theirs went up 15%. So...
Yeah.
And I do
no,
that.
No harm in talking about your health insurance because I turned 65 and Dave is over 65. And so it's something that doesn't just address you. It's something that it will be in the budget, the, you know, well, all Medicare age.
How did we always do it before?
thanks to Ruth's wisdom, I was able to set up a health savings account. And
a medical savings account. But before that, you were able to get health insurance for Mako, and then they put also supplemental.
Right. And the county right now is paying for my health insurance. But I'm not getting full benefit. I have it the whole time. So that I want it to be so that somebody can get the full benefit. not just me.
Even though they're paying to the retirement, but you can collect the other money that would have went on your...
Well, I don't know. I don't know how that has to work.
Yeah, it's legally there's things. But...
So my point is to get something rolling so that Dave and Ruth can get full benefit somehow down the road so that it's not, you know, just hanging out there with, you're getting your insurance paid, but...
Well, it's... The permissive medical levy is assessed that we're all taking the full benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And so the taxpayers are being... The tax is being assessed. What is happening with that? You know, so where is it going? That's what needs to be addressed, because there's...
Right.
We just had them sit here for an hour. We're an aging community.
Yep.
But we are.
I ain't real far behind, you know, 15, 20 years.
Yeah. but the benefit is there being unused.
Yeah.
We need to fix it so that it's straightened out. That's my point. It's not going to end up benefiting me at all. But it will.
For us.
next time in 6 years you can run again.
Tell him.
How old is Dave?
I have no idea.
74?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I knew he was in his 70s.
Do you guys have meetings that you went to since last week?
Not since last week.
Okay.
I've been places, but not to,
okay,
to county meetings.
We did most of our budget hearings this meeting. We have a few next week. I know Bill Shokoff wants to come in, and then we'll have our cemeteries. Sorry, they'll be coming next week or next meeting. And I'm going to start plugging in numbers and working away on budget, so.
I'll second that.
Okay, aye.